It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Me and the electric chair look like a Gallagher show. I mean, tarps up.
The guy holding the thing is wearing like a fucking raincoat.
Matt.
Oh, I usually wake up the next day, take a big shit, and I'm fine.
That's my recovery period.
A big shit, and I'm fine.
Big old shit.
Big shit.
Sean.
Don't get mad at me because you guys are fucking fossils.
Yeah.
Fossils.
I'll super kick that bitch through a window if I have to.
And Steve.
You have had meatballs just running down your throat like fucking just a pack of wild horses. Just stampeding down your throat into your belly.
We just cuddle together, that's all. It's before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
What would you say you do here?
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
Ah! Ah! Hey!
Inconceivable!
Nip it in the bud! Randy!
Yeah! Hey, where are the white women at?
Hey, you, get your damn hands off her!
Hey, what?
Inconceivable!
Heineken? Fuck that shit! Pabst Blue Ribbon!
Good evening. You are listening to Aristocrats Radio.
That was pretty good.
Was it really?
That was really good.
That's
that
the alcohol.
Really
that's the alcohol. I couldn't do that without it.
It's the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. We are live on CWERadio.com. Pause for laughter. I am Derek. With me, as always, is Matthew.
BigSausagePizza.com.
Is that real?
That's right there. No, it is real, though.
Oh. And we got Steve drunk again.
I love tits.
That was pretty good.
Cut that out.
I like it.
We have Sean.
You fucking...
That didn't happen. That didn't happen.
Hello.
Sean just went to talk into his cell phone. That's it. You're done.
You're done.
Is there a way you can hook his cell phone up as a mic?
Sure, why not?
Fire.
Can we do that?
And Kevin.
Hey, everybody. How you doing? Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, no problem. It's good to have you here.
It's always a pleasure.
Ooh.
So what's going on, guys?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Somebody died.
What's that?
Somebody died.
Who died?
Who died?
Who died?
Who died?
Who died?
Dick Clark?
Yeah, that guy.
Is that what we want to talk about? Because that's like old news.
Yeah, you know what, though? It happened after the last show, so it's still news.
Okay.
All right, well.
Hey, did you guys hear Dick Clark died?
Would you say the dick is flaccid?
No, it's pretty stiff right now.
Hey,
it's only stiff for a little while after you did that.
Waka waka.
No more awkward countdowns.
No, it's going to happen.
It's going to be more awkward because now they're just going to have his corpse doing it. No. When it looked like his corpse was doing it.
I thought it was his corpse. Well, either that or they'll do it with a hologram like they did with Tupac.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
They absolutely are going to do that.
Probably.
I will not doubt they do it for at least 2 or 3 more years.
I'd watch it.
Apparently, they're going to be taking that Tupac hologram all around and making like a big thing out of it. Yeah.
Hologram Tupac on tour.
Exactly.
It's gay.
Coming to a city near you.
Yeah,
oh, maybe
didn't
like
even look that great.
Is there a way I can drag the hologram behind my truck?
You were going to say the Holocaust.
You were going to say Holocaust.
You don't have a truck.
Hey, a Holocaust hologram.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Maybe who's that young guy who's like been kind of taking over that? Ryan Seacrest?
Justin Bieber?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe they'll have him and like a bunch of those other people who do it with him. Just have like a seance around a fire pit. And he'll just be like
with
Splinter.
With a Ouija board?
Yeah. He'll just be like Splinter in the fire.
Do the countdown.
17.
That was awful.
The
first year with the stroke.
And it just kept getting worse and worse.
Holy shit.
I want Sleeves to do the countdown from now on.
I love Sleeves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This chair's going to fucking
Sleeves
break.
Going.
Come on, Derek. You imitate him doing the countdown. Your turn.
No, I can't.
Why not?
It's sacrilegious. It's Sleeves.
That was pretty close to it.
Sacrilegious. Why did I do it?
Hmm?
I think he's saying you're, I guess it was trying to do a dead Dick Clark or dying Dick Clark.
Oh, that's just what he sounded like when he was alive.
Well, Come on, how much living was he
now,
really doing?
Now the car's going to be going one and two and three and four and breathe.
What?
CPR.
I can't feed him. Okay.
That's an EMT joke.
I actually got CPR certified today.
EMT humor.
Did you?
Yeah. Right before I came over, yeah.
Now, are you obligated to perform CPR on somebody?
Yeah.
Are you really?
No, you are protected.
But, like, what happens if you don't?
Nothing really.
Do they revoke your license?
I don't know. I just got it, like I said, I got it today. I don't know every detail about it.
Because I've heard that, where if you get certified, you have this, like, weird responsibility to use
it. I wouldn't say it's weird. I would say that
well,
it's,
well, no,
like,
I understand. I get it. But, like, what if you don't?
You're kind of, like, neglecting your obligation as a human
But nothing
being.
Can happen
I
to
don't
you.
Have a mask. I don't want to kiss that guy.
It's no, just they, like, don't do, they don't do that anymore.
He's got something.
It's just pure karma.
Pure
Do they? Do they don't do mouth to mouth anymore, right?
No, you either have like a sheet or like a mask.
Yeah.
And a one-way air tube.
One-way air tube. That's it.
So there is no more mouth to mouth.
I think that there's.
So you have to carry around one of those things with you at all times.
No, they didn't give me one.
Put it on your keychain.
No. I'm not going to buy one.
Your keychain.
Now, when I was in the Scouts, they said to perform mouth to mouth with a dental dam.
Damn.
How do you do that?
Literally.
I don't know.
Put a hole in it.
I guess. I've never personally even seen one in person.
Hmm. Describe a dental dam.
It's a condom for your mouth.
Why would they even be bringing up dental dams to Boy Scouts?
Oh, shit.
The guy had one in the first aid kit just in case.
Just in case.
J-I-C.
Just in case he wanted to go down on a homeless woman.
Just in case he had a boner. Here we go.
Or in case he wanted to go down on one of us.
Ooh.
Yikes.
Oh, it all comes out now.
Was it flavored?
I don't remember.
Oh,
no bareback Boy Scout, huh? Use protection.
You guys are fucking weird. Nothing ever happened with the Scout leader that resulted in...
That you remember.
that isn't repressed.
After we drank the Kool-Aid and we woke up, everything was fine.
Camping out at Brokeback Hill.
Mm. It was Quail Hill.
I went to Quail Hill.
I'll take you to Quail Hill, motherfucker.
Ooh, damn.
I'm taking you to Quail Hill.
Oh, damn.
So I got something pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, earlier, you know, I was jamming out, and me and Sean were drinking, and I was listening to some YouTube music and stuff. So I started getting into, like, old sitcom themes, and so I decided to put on, you know, one of the greatest movie themes of all times, which is, to me, The Terminator. Pretty bad.
I was just going
to
say that.
Pretty badass theme music, right? So Sean's like, oh, I got something way better. Relax. Let me finish.
Have you ever heard the Lilo and Stitch music?
That's exactly what it was!
No!
That was exactly what it was!
No.
Yes.
I totally just made that up.
No. He's like, plug this in, and it was some. It was like the Hawaiian fucking language. Like,
was it that huge fat guy? What was his name? Remember that guy who's like 700 pounds? He played Hawaiian music.
Oh,
he did Over the Rainbow.
Oh, God.
He had like some weird.
Izzy. Yeah.
Izzy Pop.
Listen, guys, it's Lilo and Stitch the theme. It's so much better than Terminator. I swear.
All I know is that he like gave me the Hawaiian. Like term for it, so I didn't know what it was. I didn't know it was coming.
Well, yeah,
so
like, all right, I knew if I said what it really was, he wouldn't put it on.
Nah, I'd be like, fuck that shit. No, you know, I like.
So we're talking greatest movie soundtracks.
Well, I was just jamming out,
and you guys come up with the Terminator and Lilo and Stitch.
Oh no, I didn't come up with Terminator.
Well, what are you going to come up with?
What are you coming up with?
Anything but that? What are you doing?
No, wait,
Matt's doing the Terminator.
Are we talking whole soundtrack, or are we just talking like the theme for the movie?
Just the theme for the movie, really.
I'm in for License to Drive.
Terminator is definitely an iconic soundtrack.
Oh, no, it totally is.
Yeah.
Like, when I listen to it, it brings me back to my childhood and stuff.
Okay.
That and Beverly Hills Cop, too.
Well.
But, yeah. But
I'd rather Jurassic Park.
The thing is I don't...
Nice.
Very nice.
All right, now you're gay. That's just gay. I'd rather listen to
Lilo. That's not gay at all.
But,
Jurassic
Park. They all have the same sound to it. It's all, like... Fucking Danny Elfman sounding a rip off.
Well, that was John Williams who did Star Wars and everything else.
Yeah.
But anyway, I didn't mind it because I like the little bongos and tall drums or whatever it's called.
Thank God you added that in because when you put it on, you're like, oh, dude, I like this kind of music.
I do like listening. I like jamming out a little bit, but not, you know, when I'm like, oh, man, I'm stressed out from work. I'm going to turn on some Lilo and Stitch music.
I look like a hero. I don't know.
You know what probably is a better soundtrack than Lilo and Stitch?
Short Circuits.
Donkey Kong.
You know what I put on too? That was one of my faves of all time. Streets of Rage.
Okay, it was good.
I can jam out to that all the time. Derek, if you could pull that up, that'd be fucking great.
Well, first of all, what Lilo and Stitch track?
I don't really know how to pronounce it. If you want to type it, I can
spell that.
Hold on.
No, don't come over here. I don't want you near me.
Can you give us a phonetic
I don't want you near me.
Spelling.
Oh man.
Phonetic spelling.
F phonetic. I think it's H-E-L-E. Hold on.
H-E-L-E?
It's going to be... That's what I said. It's going to pop up first on his YouTube search.
And the word no.
Yeah. He'll know.
Real one minute.
He mil nilo or whatever?
There it is.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's listen to this fucking haunt garbage. Oh, wait a minute. We still got...
That's still Aristocrats music.
Yeah. This is
crazy. Has my monstrosity.
This is part of the, you know, part of the movie.
Is this it?
It's not the beginning so much, but like when the drums start.
Why don't you just go to the theme?
Oh shit!
Sean jams out to this after fucking Snap Fitness. This is what our friend listens to here. Who
you
is no
to this
longer
in your car?
He is no longer our friend now.
You like recreationally listen to this shit.
Yeah. Yep. Makes me happy.
All right, hit me up with some Terminator.
All right, so everyone listening, that Sean jams out to that to relieve stress.
It's very relaxing. Makes me think I'm somewhere else but New Jersey. And the only goddamn friends I have are Kev, Derek, Matt, and Steve.
What's wrong with New Jersey?
Tissot?
Yeah.
Just skip like a minute and a half in.
It's stuff of legends.
It's like it's 8 minutes of the same goddamn theme.
How awesome is this now? But I, to be honest with you, I would rather if you play Streets of Rage theme music.
All right, get me Unicron theme music.
No, fuck your Unicron, whatever the hell that means.
Unicron, please.
This is the worst starting to any show ever. How is this Streets of Rage 1? Streets of Rage, right? This is it, right, Matt?
Might be a remix. I don't think this is...
Yeah, this is it.
This is the original Genesis track?
Yeah, this is it. Dude, I used to put this the Streets of Rage in the Genesis and then just go lay on my bed and, like, pretend I smoked an L.
Would you go lay in bed and, like, trip on acid?
The bitch in Streets of Rage was hot.
The whole soundtrack was pretty badass.
The bitch.
I don't remember what her name is.
Kev, what do you think of this music? For a video game.
In 1991.
Put me on the spot with this shit.
No.
I never put on a fucking video game and just fucking
thank you.
Pulled my PUD.
Can I be honest with you guys about something real quick?
Yes.
I actually recorded that on the cassette tape and I gave it to a girlfriend and said that I made that in a studio.
What?
In a studio.
Yeah.
A, you're weird because A, you listen to video game soundtracks as a kid.
What's wrong with that?
B, Matt, don't even get me started on
wow.
You. B, you gave it to a girl and said that you made
how,
it in a quote-unquote studio.
Oh, God. In middle school, maybe, like sixth grade.
Can we need to, like, draw up a timeline.
It was at least 1991.
Done
yeah.
Between, like, shitting himself so a teacher can see his dick. And
I was trying to fuck
her. Stuffed animals and then giving video game music to some fucking dopey bitch and saying that he made
dopey
it.
Dopey bitch.
It was 91, so I was
do
10.
I know who this was?
Ooh. No,
this was just 91.
Yeah,
fuck.
Are you saying a young joke?
I was like
I'm
five.
Right. Really? Nope. Try again.
Four?
You were four. I was three.
I was 10.
Three.
I was almost
barely
having
able to talk.
I was almost having a pubie.
I was almost at the point where I was shitting myself.
Some what?
Unicron.
For a teacher to see my dick.
I was at the point where I was trying not to shit myself and get out of diapers.
This is the same guy who made the theme for Ivan Drago
diapers
in
so
Rocky III.
So, well, that's getting pulled
they
up.
Really
anybody
are.
Else got anything?
Like what?
I got some feedback from last week's show.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, if anyone's interested
does
it, in
does it fit
it.
Against the Unicron theme?
Yes, it
could.
Is this it?
Yep.
Ooh. That was pretty quick. You got that pulled up.
Oh,
this is a remix.
Oh, my God.
It's an orchestral version.
Okay.
Oh, I might as well listen to this.
What the fuck is this anyway? What is this?
Unicrons.
What the fuck is that?
What the fuck
is the movie?
Oh, okay.
I didn't say unicorn.
Kev, don't feel bad. I'm very interested in what you have to say.
I prefer the synthesized version.
I'll interrupt. Sorry. They have more.
Hey, go ahead. Go ahead, Kev.
Oh, me?
No, Kev.
Oh, okay. This feedback came from someone close to me who listens fairly regular. I won't be listening to the Aristocrats anymore on Sunday nights.
I'll still check out the show every week, but I'd like to give... hold on. But I'd like to give it a listen when I can skip the topics that aren't my cup of tea. When you start out talking about Manson this past Sunday, I thought the show was going to be interesting. But it went all downhill from there. Not just cringeworthy, but downright disturbing.
That's
yes.
That's intentional. Yes.
I guess moms shouldn't listen to this kind of stuff.
Oh,
context clear.
There's a hint.
But I do want to support you, and I do think you guys are funny.
Huh.
That was my mother.
Nice.
Does anyone remember what we talked about last week?
Nope.
Yep.
Watching your parents fuck each other.
Oh, no. Oh,
shit. When Kev texted me that, I just let out a whole bunch of capital ha-ha-has. And then I was like, I don't mean to laugh. But, he, you know.
That's awesome.
What are you going to do?
Did you say anything about your mom having sex?
No.
No.
Oh, that's good.
Not specifically, but.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's Mr. Producer's fault.
It is.
We can
blame him.
Let's blame Mr. Producer for coming up with that question.
Message
and
her back and say, blame Mr. Producer.
Well, Clutch has a good point. Our tagline for the show is we tend to offend.
Which is true. But we don't usually tend to offend our own mothers.
No.
Oh, no. I literally straight tell my mother, don't listen.
Yeah, I had to do that too.
I say, I'm doing this radio show. Do not listen.
Is that because we mentioned your mom last week, Derek?
Oh, no. I told her right
before.
No,
this was like
started.
Years ago.
Yeah. Well, I told my grandmother not to listen, but she refused to listen to me and listened anyway.
Yes.
Wait, she still listens?
I'm sure if she had the time, she would, but.
What about now?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I feel like this got sense.
Something burning?
No. Why, are you gay?
I smell barbecue. Maybe I'm having a stroke. I don't know.
But maybe it's gay.
Turning into Dick Clark. If I have a horrible stroke and I talk like Dick Clark, will you guys still have me on the show?
No, we'll get a hologram there.
Just at least do the intro. Like,
I'll just pour barbecue sauce all over you.
No, ketchup all over the seat where you shit.
Oh, God.
In memory of.
Do this in
I'll
memory
probably just put it.
I just got
head.
A quick text.
Yeah.
From your mom?
Is your show playing some shitty music now? Trying to watch this webcam and I see talking but only hear boring music.
Yeah, I wanted to bring that up. Apparently Ustream's just playing music over and over.
What?
What?
Derek, what the fuck?
We had up to 17 viewers in the in Ustream, but they all left because
you don't have
I guess
to say
they're
that.
Just listening to
they're just listening to the Terminator.
What? That's like a record.
They're all gone. That's
So I think we should just all direct them to CWE and then let Clutchy direct them towards the tune-in if it's
so
not going
to
work.
So therefore, if there's any issues, we have someone to blame.
And then Mine we can take down the webcam because all it's looking at is Sean's George Clooney-like face.
You're
and,
welcome.
And Kevin. And my legs.
No, don't. Oh, now you're ruining
my
it.
Little feeties.
I will work on the Ustream.
So while we talk.
You guys can carry the
do
show.
Do we know what the problem is?
No.
Fuck it.
It just kind of stopped.
Okay. Kev, what did you do last night?
I went to my first all-nude strip club.
What?
What?
Yeah.
Please indulge us, because I have never been to one.
Don't mind my boner.
Well, very, how do you say, diverse group of performers.
Ustream should be working
boy.
Now.
So there were blacks.
Yeah.
Diversity University.
Now, where was this?
Club 35. On,
oh boy.
In Sayreville.
That's a strip club now?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Used to be the,
no longer
to be
a gay
the Coliseum,
bar.
The
See?
Gay bar.
That's why I said.
Now it's a strip club. Yeah. But they do have a tranny night during the week. I don't know what night it is.
Ooh. No. What day?
But they're holding up some tradition.
We have
you go,
to go,
Steve. You have something to do.
Let's go.
Well, back in the day, the Coliseum was straight in the day and gay at night. Really gay.
You would think they would just went with gay in the day. But
gay in the day.
I'm going to go do some day gay.
Be okay, back go later, on, guys. Go on. Club 35.
Let me start with one chick. I'm not, you know, racist by any means. I think all women of all colors are beautiful.
Yes,
but
they're
black.
Absolutely.
They're all great creations.
When the light goes down.
There was one in front of me with a very unusual scar on her ass.
They usually have
one. Mind you, I'm not really an ass man. I'll put that out there right now. And that seems to be the go-to for these chicks, which, I don't know, I could take it or leave it. But I could see how it would work because there was this one Flavor Flav looking motherfucker who kept running up to the stage with money. He's going, yay, and just throwing handfuls of dollar bills at the stage.
Now you didn't know, was he part of the party?
No.
Okay.
No. But anyway, this girl's fucking swinging her ass around. I'm just staring and laughing to myself at the big scar on her ass cheek. And then I look up and she's staring me right in the eyes and she goes,
I see you looking, and you're just going,
Wait, what color is she?
What color do you think she was?
The way you just did that accent, I'm going with Asian.
What?
No?
Are you fucking high?
No, she didn't say, I see you looking at me.
Okay.
So she say she collects food stamps.
Is she black?
Yes.
Okay.
Boom. She was wrapped in electrical tape.
So what color? What color?
She was dark as night.
What color scar? Pink or white?
Oh, it was white.
It wasn't Vanilla Ice. I heard he got stabbed in the butt.
No.
A lot of black people have pink scars, but go ahead.
But then I get to the next ethnic female who decided to spread her legs in front of me.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you saw her pussy.
Wait. Well, oh, really?
Yeah, you know, she did all that fun stuff. She opened it up, whatever. But that wasn't even like...
She
that
opened it up.
But here comes the big move, because she didn't just open up her pussy. She opened up her asshole.
Oh,
but
boy.
She opened up her asshole without using any hands.
Oh, was it farting?
No.
It was like...
She, and then she turns...
Power sphinx.
And then afterwards, she looks at me, and I'm just startled. And she turns and looks at me, and she goes, "It just wanted to say hi."
No!
It just I'm never going to a strip club.
What was really startling is that when she opened up her asshole, you saw an entire other strip club inside her asshole.
Ew. What's disturbing, when she opened up her pussy, you saw a baby's head coming out.
What did you just crowning? It's beautiful.
No, it just yelled, "Close the fucking door."
Nah, I ain't ready yet, bro.
Talk about a black hole.
Good Lord, I feel a draft.
Dark matter.
I swear to God, if you take me there for my bachelor party, I'm going to stab you in the leg.
It was a lot of fun, though. And there was one really cute white girl.
Okay.
And I spent way too much money on her.
18 guys surrounding her.
Did she crawl out of the ethnic one's vagina?
Hey, guys, I made it.
It's the real show.
No, but she was skinny enough that she could have. Wow. Which I absolutely loved. But, Steve, you'll dig this. I was a big fan of this girl.
Uh-huh.
When she comes out the second time,
uh-huh,
wearing all checkers.
Nice.
Damn.
Did she have? Did it she have? Did she dance to "How You Like Me Now"?
No.
Ah, fuck her.
Although at one point Linkin Park started playing, and I'm like, this is a little strange. There's all black girls on the stage, and they're all getting down to Linkin Park. And
oh, like, did they make it work Chicago, though? Because black people can dance, they say.
Oh no, they did. Yeah.
Okay. You know, I've heard that.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for your input, Derek.
No problem.
So, what's the craziest, wildest thing that you saw happen besides that? Or is that like, did you give us
that's where it peaked. That's
Do they finger themselves and shit?
No.
Oh.
Ew.
No. I don't know how wild this gets. No, I've never been to one.
They open it up, you know, they show you the goods, and then once you drop some money, they move on to the next guy and do the same fucking thing.
So they leave you when you give them money.
Yes.
Like all women.
So I wouldn't give them money. Did anybody pull the Al Bundy with the fishing pole?
I thought about it. Oh, so man. Bad.
I thought about it.
No. But like, if you show you're obviously disinterested in them, some of them will go away, but some will just keep trying to get closer to you. And then they'll pull this move where they just fucking push their tits together and put it in your face.
Oh, that
and
one.
And just wait for you to put a dollar between them.
Keep Make waiting. Me finish, then maybe I'll be interested.
Derek, you ever been to one?
When I was 18.
See, I was supposed to go when I was 18, but my girlfriend at the time wouldn't let me go with my father, who wanted to take me.
Man, thank God you ditched that bitch.
Or 21, I mean. Sorry.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ditched her, right?
Well, my dad used to go to a local establishment, stripping establishment, and he had his own seat there. Like, if there's people sitting in his chair and he walked in, they would know, oh, that's Big Dan's seat. And they would get up and move, and then he would sit down in front of his, you know, foreign pussy. And apparently he became friends with one and used to show him my school pictures and shit.
Uh-oh.
Oh, like, oh, this is my son, my wallet. And she's like, oh, I can't wait till he comes in. You know, whatever.
Was she Mexican?
She was actually Russian. That was my Russian accent.
Wow, that's not wow. Like,
can you give me a Russian accent, Matt, for that?
No.
Privet,
okay. Exactly. That's what she said.
Yablica.
So my dad used to say, "Well, she wants to meet you," and she had like, no, fucking triple G's or some shit.
Trip G,
and I never got to meet her because I had a girlfriend that wouldn't let me go with my father.
I consider that a lost cause.
But you ditched her, right? The girlfriend.
Oh no. I
and now they're happily married for
10
years.
Oh, James.
I'm glad you said that before I laid into it.
Oh, yeah. Well, my dad's upset to this day. Like, he still wishes he can go.
Well, yeah, because that's a bitch of a girlfriend.
Does he still
go
there?
Lovely wife now.
What?
Does he still frequent?
He frequents the bathroom and his living room. That's all he does.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Russian stripper. Ochin Bolshoya. Mamskis.
Wow.
Mamskis.
Matt, you actually turned me on with that.
Really?
Yeah, I want to have sex with somebody.
Kakvazevud?
Are you speaking Russian now? Is this our fucking thing?
Excuse you, Jimmy Pajosta?
Bista.
You are making me seriously have an anxiety attack right now.
I do know a little Russian.
So was there any kind of like were they peeing or anything or?
No, nothing weird, But rest my elbow here. They did do a lot of like pull bachelors on stage and pull their pants down and spank them with belts and shit.
With their penis hanging out?
It was stupid. Nah, no dicks out.
No dicks? Damn it, really I'm not going. Looking.
No drinking there, right?
If you bring your own.
Wait.
Really?
I thought you weren't allowed to have alcohol of any kind.
That's no, nude. They can't serve it, but you can bring it in.
So you can walk in there with a six-pack.
Oh, yeah. I had a six-pack of Tall Boys, Bud Heavy. I had a good time.
Bud Heavy.
Bud Heavy.
Did you have the whole cooler and ice and everything? Or
oh, no. I had it in a brown bag. Ooh. I was all class.
Ooh. Bud Heavy.
Class out the ass. Brown bag and Bud Heavy.
A cooler with a handle on it. Hey, we're here. Yes. This is with us.
Bud Heavy. An awesome.
What are you going, fishing?
Gimmick.
No, we're going to strip club.
Oh, then they kept putting over the fact that there was a guy barbecuing burgers and hot dogs in the parking lot if anybody was hungry.
We don't know who he is, but he's offering, so.
Yeah.
Jeez. Wow.
It was a lot of fun.
Don't ever fucking bring me there.
Mr. Producer says he missed the last 15 minutes, and he probably missed the best 15 minutes in the history of Aristocrats.
Yeah, he probably did.
Yeah, all I'm going to go with that.
Yeah, because the because the opening was weak, so he's probably like, I could take a shit right now.
Opening sucks.
And then he missed fucking the peak. Mm.
The peak.
The apex.
Yes.
It's all downhill from here. There you go, Mom.
Oh, shit. She probably is listening. I guarantee probably. You she said no, but she's turning back mother. On.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've only met her once, but she was twice. She's very, very nice.
You love Sean's mother, too.
Oh, yeah, dude.
You fucking son of a bitch.
Who does? I get to hang out with Sean's mom next weekend.
Ooh, what are you doing?
So does Kev. And Steve. Sons of bitches. No. Derek, Matt, what are you doing next week? Can you tell me
I was hanging
move?
Up with your mom.
Yeah. Shit.
Two rude dudes, Eiffel Tower, and your mother.
Ooh.
I'm uncomfortable. I am uncomfortable.
Sean, you mind carrying that couch upstairs by yourself?
We're just going to help with the bedroom furniture real quick.
I'm hankering for some Budussy.
Budussy.
How do you like my nail?
Oh, boy.
Wow. Did you just drop that line? You just dropped that line about my dear, beautiful mother.
She's beautiful. Otherwise, I wouldn't be saying any of this.
It's a compliment.
Yeah, if we didn't like her, it would be worse.
Yeah.
What's up with you, Derek? What's new with you before we get into stories?
Assholes.
With me?
Yeah.
No, nothing.
I heard gave your son a powerbomb. What the fuck was that?
That was a doorbell.
I heard you gave your son a powerbomb choke slam and pulled your back out or something.
Yeah, kind of.
What?
Then I came home on Friday, you know, doing a little wrestling. And about a half hour later, I'm just like, oh, I can't walk.
What?
Oh, that's it.
You're
I'm going to sit down.
Kind of. Yeah.
Mick Foley said he can't even like bend down to like hug his kid.
Yeah.
That is the shit.
Kev, vouch.
Is that true?
Did you watch the show about Mitch?
Yeah, he was on Celebrity Wife Swap, and he says he can't put his own socks and shoes on because he can't bend
Mick
over.
Mick Foley was
feet.
On Celebrity Wife Swap?
Yeah.
I want to see that.
With Antonio Sabato Jr.
Oh, wow.
Who's that?
He was like a soap opera star and male model.
Yeah. That's why
I watched the one with Flava Flav and Come On, Feel the Noise. What is his name?
D. Snyder?
Yeah, D. Snyder.
Come on, feel the noise.
Twisted Sister. Twisted Sister.
You mean Christina Aguilera?
Yeah, pretty much.
Dude, she looks like Snooki right now.
What?
Oh, my God, she's hot.
Hey, is D. Snyder a Shapiro?
Oh, like a J to the ew?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Probably.
Sheila!
Whoa. Little maroon riding
Oh, my God, Sheila does exist.
She's up at Starbucks. Thanks for the offer.
Yeah, I would actually had some coffee.
I'd like a chocolate shake, please.
Mm.
But yeah, you know how the wives write up the little itinerary for the new wife coming in. It said every morning you have to help Mick put his socks and shoes on because he can't reach his own feet. And he said when he's on the road, he just doesn't wear socks and he wears slip-on shoes.
Yep.
Because he has nobody to put them on for him.
I got news for you.
There's Derek.
I got my Crocs.
Are you?
But
Mick
see,
Foley
his isn't
Derek?
Because of back problems. His is just strictly because he can't breathe when he bends over.
Exactly.
Whoa.
If only it were. Not true.
When he bends over to put
his socks. I'm not wearing these, I have my work shoes, steel toe, which are slip-on.
Do you have to wear steel toe?
You have slip-on steel toe.
I
you
do.
Have, you work in an office and you have to wear steel toes.
Well, because we
you don't
the
wanna,
office is on the
you
floor.
Don't wanna drip a little, you don't want to drop a little vial of sampler cologne.
I have to
foot.
Walk on the floor to get to my office, so yes, I have to wear steel toe.
Well, normally that's what people do on the floor.
I don't know if you're floating like Magneto.
On the manufacturing floor.
Oh.
Like Magneto.
I hate if you drop a hole puncher right on your toe.
Those things hurt. And if I'm not wearing that, I'm wearing my my Vans
in case he gets,
slip on.
In case he goes to get up and the mouse
checkered.
Falls onto his foot.
Do you not just do you own any socks?
Oh, I do. Yeah, I wear socks every day.
Oh.
Now, who puts them on
just
for
not
you?
Here. I do. I manage to get him on.
He turns.
I gotta wake
like
up a half hour early, but I do it.
He turns into a grizzly as he does this.
Well, I went to the aquarium. I got two of those shark things with the handles, so the mouth.
Oh, like the little God. Like the little garbage picker uppers, but they're shark.
Yeah, yeah.
Faces.
And I got them, and I just grab the socks and I pull them down.
Derek and I are a big fan of brand new socks.
Now, how many times?
Love.
Oh, I love brand new socks.
Like, if I ever hit the lottery, first thing I'm gonna do is buy supply. Just like. A shitload of socks.
To where you never have to buy them again.
Like every day. Wear them and throw them out.
That's it. Disposable socks. That's
love
it.
New socks. Especially as soon as you put them on. You don't want to put your shoes on. You just...
What was that?
Did you just sip into the microphone?
Derailed.
Disgrace.
Thanks,
Snydered.
Thanks.
Yeah. His was like 95% cranberry juice because he's been complaining all fucking day.
It's too strong.
Sean, it's not my fault you're trying to get me drunk and get me in the buck.
Dude, I could totally do better than you if I were gay.
Oh, oh
so
shit.
Yeah, new socks are awesome.
Yeah,
new socks are pretty good to drop batches in.
Oh, shit. Oh. That's all you're going to be doing tonight, Steve. Kev, what are you doing later? Can I get you a drink?
Can I get you some new socks?
Mm-hmm. Brand new socks sounds like an emo band.
You were born with your mother's rump. Oh, shit.
Hey, love who? The brand new socks. Yeah. Anything brand new, really.
You know what
there's
I don't
actually
like about
a me? Service online. Sorry to cut you off.
Wow.
I'm not talking.
Practice
that
pitch, bro.
Where you can actually, they will send you new underwear and socks on a weekly or monthly basis.
Mm-hmm.
For free?
No.
Oh.
You pay for it every time.
Shit's expensive. It's
but fucking, they will do that.
You know how much I shop around for underwear and I'm like, okay, it's four pairs for $9.
It's expensive.
Yeah, I went underwear shopping a couple weeks ago and it was, I didn't buy them. I walked
Wait,
out.
What?
I was like, I'd rather free ball than pay this price.
I'm pretty sure me and Steve went to the store one time. We shopped the entire underwear aisle just looking for something.
All I got was wife beaters.
Like underwear or boxers?
I'm a boxer brief.
Boxer briefs? I think like my boxers right now were like $10 a piece.
Did they come with the bacon strips included?
yes. Oh boy.
Gotta put them there yourself.
Ew.
Yeah.
You should wrap.
It's really ridiculous.
Cold bacon around your dick.
Uh huh.
Then go tanning.
Uh huh.
And have it like sizzling hard enough. Like
sizzling hard enough.
This is why your mother doesn't listen to the show.
And this is why my mother does not like either one of you two, attractive wise. She thinks you're a very nice boy.
What'd she say about me?
You're okay.
Oh.
So the downside to new socks is you get all that lint in your toenails.
No.
Somebody else?
No downside.
Don't
no, care.
No. If they're white, it's okay. If I wear new black socks.
See, fuck the blacks. Fuck the blacks.
Done.
I'm a black sock guy.
I'm a black sock guy now, too.
Team black sock.
I actually wore white socks to the gym a couple weeks ago, and I was working out with Kevin. I literally said, hey, is this okay, like these white socks? He's like, yeah, fuck it.
Did you really? Wait. You were working out with Kev at the gym. You said, are my socks okay?
Yeah, I did, actually.
You're a fucking faggot.
Because like for years, that was the thing. Like, you need low-cut white socks, or you're not cool. And now
Steve,
it's low-cut
no matter
black.
What you do, you're not cool.
Wow.
Oh, that's just
no matter what you do, you still have a mole on your face. That
you have a fucking bigger mole.
That you talk to.
You have a bigger mole than I do, and you make fun of my mole. And it's
mole,
a mole,
bloody mole.
Mark.
Stop fighting. So, Derek, I got to tell you something.
Fucking pop your mole.
I'm a little interested in what you teased me with earlier.
What's that?
You said you had a story pic, right? That you didn't want even want to tell us about. You and Matt know about this story. Do you want to save it for the internet?
What?
Did I?
What story?
Did you?
I don't know. There's some kind of story that you and Matt were
Did
teasing
dream
me and Sean with.
What?
When you got
I honestly
here.
Don't even know what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I have no
idea.
Idea.
No idea what you're talking about.
When we were sitting at my kitchen table pre-show, you were talking about something.
Kayfabe.
Kayfabe. That's just the story we might get to tonight.
We might get to?
Yeah.
You had me ramped up about
it. I don't know. I don't know how.
A little bit.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to go
I'm thinking it was something like personal.
Yeah, you're jumping the gun. Jumping the fucking gun.
Sockscription. Never shop for socks again with a Sockscription. The ultimate time saver, delivering luxury socks 3 times a year.
Luxury.
Shipping is always complimentary.
Is that anything like the luxury tax? Like what? Yeah. What are luxury socks?
They're like business socks, pretty much.
Business but, socks.
I mean, this was the first thing I saw, but here we go. Manpacks.
Ooh.
Manpacks.com.
Manpacks.
Men's
great.
Underwear, socks, razors, and more every 3 months.
I need a razor like every goddamn day.
Well,
I have very thick facial hair.
So yeah, there are services. There's actually a service where you can send them a picture of you and all of your measurements, and a person.
Wait, what about
will,
penis size?
No. Wow. Will.
But you need a sock for that too, right?
They will actually coordinate your dress, like a professional person will take you and dress you and send you the clothes. It's like ridiculously expensive.
and accurate.
But how expensive are we talking?
More than you can afford.
Most likely. But yeah. I have something to shoot for.
Okay.
So the next thing I need is that and raspberry smelling pants.
But yeah, if you go to manpacks.com, you create a pack of either boxer briefs, boxers or briefs, shirt, socks, shaving, condoms.
Ooh. So penis size is apparently a measurement.
Yeah, I guess so. Oh. Sir Richard extra large condoms.
Nice.
Other.
Is it packed with a Z or a CKS? I mean, X or CKS.
What?
What?
Yeah, you can get, oh, look at this, toothpaste, toothbrushes.
Can you stop ignoring me?
Anything you want. Oh, here's a section for you, little men.
Oh! Little He-Man panties.
Hanes Boys White Briefs.
Damn. Oh,
so yeah, you can pick out a pack and they'll send every 3 months, they'll keep sending you shit. And you just throw out your old shit.
Okay, so is it Man Packs with an X?
Or M-A-N-P-A-C-K-S.
Dang, that's all I fucking asked.
But like, well, the old stuff's broken.
We're
in.
Not in third grade. Why would you use an X?
To be edgy.
Tam Packs is spelled
be
with
cool.
an X.
Be cool.
That's for women.
I have to buy them sometimes.
Women are edgy and bloody.
I bought some today.
Man
Packs.
For
nose
they don't shut up.
So are mine.
They're fucking
fantastic.
Stupid. And they can't drive.
I'm sorry, you're talking?
And just put good for a warm hole.
What about Pac-Man?
Yeah. What if there's more than one Pac-Man?
Pac-Man. Well, in the Shapiro's world, it's probably Pac-Man.
Hey, if Pac-Man.
Pac-Man Bergelwitz.
It's Speederman.
If Pac-Man Spider-Man. Was Mexican, I think his name would be Pac-Manuel. Discuss.
Could be.
Discuss.
Pretty sure his name would
I
be Pac-Man.
Ill Pac-Man.
I have many wrestling gimmicks that I came up with, and one of them is Manuel Labor.
That was always a good one.
Manuel Labor.
Oh, Matt, you'll
like
love this.
That a lot.
Steve came up with this. Oh, I'm going to be.
All right, I'm already going to shit on this. Not true. Go ahead, Sean.
Steve's going to come up with this old wrestling gimmick. Oh, it's stupid, whatever. It actually means something.
Mm-hmm. El Duce. My Mexican. I'm going to call him my.
El
Los
Duce?
Yes, El Duce. Like Mussolini.
Sean.
I already have my Twitter.
The Italian guy?
It means the leader.
Yes, the fascist leader of Italy.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And I'm going to tag with Sean under the mask. And we're going to be Los Americanos.
And I said to him straight in the face, I said, mine is not any kind of Mexican meaning.
Yeah.
On every goddamn wrestling poster in the world, it says plus many more.
Many more.
So I said, many more. It sounds a little Mexican, and it's you know, it's funny. Pops, you know, pops wrestlers.
It is a good idea. It's actually like Mexican Jew.
Yeah. And he says, oh, I didn't know that.
No, I did know that.
I go, you didn't know why I picked that name until today? He goes, no, I didn't know that.
Well, I was going to do a tag gimmick with Brian Sexton. We wanted to do. You remember Brian Sexton?
Brian Jenkins.
Yeah, he actually
went to my high school.
Yes,
went to not with
school.
Me, but
well,
he
but
went
he
there.
But he did. Yeah, we wanted to do a gimmick called Much More. It was gonna be Matt Much and Brian Moore, and then we would be advertising.
That was a good idea. Too bad you were out of shape.
Well, no,
he
I was
in much
a
more.
Lot better shape than I'm in now. It's like 60 pounds less. I mean, come
but
on.
We're not missing the irony. Steve wrestles on almost every show with me for the past how many years?
And he didn't know
17?
That Manny Moore.
No idea.
I mean, like Manny Moore. Yeah.
I never cared. Like, I was like, oh, Manny Moore. That's a cool name. He must.
Oh,
cool.
I never cared? You know how much I care about Rampage Rogers?
Not at all. Wow. I know.
Well, here's one I told Kev about a while ago was the Lunchador.
The Lunchador.
The Lunchador. I wanted to do a mask gimmick, and I would be the Lunchador.
You are just luchadorable.
What is going on?
Why?
He was just asking.
Why do you have wet spots on your crotch?
Because he's.
On my crotch.
Can you make your asshole wink real quick?
Can't do that.
Just wanted to say hi.
What is he?
Why? I'm uncomfortable.
He's going to have a wardrobe moment.
This is like the third show in a row that somebody has gotten down to their
if
knickers.
You go to man,
all right, it's
if
my
you go
turn.
To manpass.com.
Oh. Matt, do it.
They can give you a whole wardrobe.
I had my drink resting on my crotch for those who don't.
Bullshit. He's getting old. He has little spurts.
Get out of here, Cam Whore.
Boop.
Cam
Whore. Okay, so what's next? What do you got, Derek?
The only person who said yay was Gavin826.
Before I knew about the courtesy flush show, or... Well, you know, that thing?
Yeah.
I had come up with the idea for a manager gimmick, Curtis C. Flush. And I looked it up, and there's a few people online who use that as a tag.
Really?
Yeah, like if somebody has it on Twitter.
Roy D. Rage.
Roy D. Rage. That's another one.
Back on TV.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen him yet.
It's
but
huge.
Bigger than ever.
Big. He is hanging out with his friend, Jim Dedication.
And that one does
Jimmy
Shit.
If people in the chat room could come up with cool names like that, I'd be all ears.
Yeah, come on. Cool, punny, gimmicky names. Let's go.
Like Roy D.
And
Rage.
Go.
Come on.
What else you got, Matt?
How about Brian Shapiro?
You got any others?
I do. I'll think about them and I'll just randomly say them throughout
right.
the show.
Oh, Brian Shapiro has a gimmick already.
What's that?
Because he wants to get into wrestling.
Yeah, oh. He's going to be the attorney.
Oh!
He said he wants to be the eternal burning.
He's going
to
be the account. Oh.
I had a good one for a wormy Jewish character called Second Degree Burns.
Oh my
yes.
God!
It would be like a teacher gimmick, and it would be Second Degree Burns. I thought that was awesome.
Personally,
Don Stugot says Jack O' Lantern.
I'm upset.
What?
I'm upset that I was never able to get my character off the ground. Jiu-Jitsu, the Jewish martial artist,
with his partner Judo.
Yeah.
What about Dewey Cheatham?
What about G.I. Jew?
G.I. Jew.
The real
all-American
like. All-American Hebrew.
I like that.
All-American Hebrew.
That's
an old joke. I can't take credit for that.
I am
the fiscally responsible soldier. G.I. Jew.
Patio
furniture. That's an old an old one of mine too. Go back to like 97, I think,
patio
on that
furniture.
Joke.
That's the guy who hangs out on my back porch.
I got a good one. I'm going to come out as Don Stugatz.
Oh, that is good.
Love it.
Really? You just came up with that right now.
Yeah.
That's funny because awesome. I actually was kind of the same kind of joke kind of thing. Rampage Rogers.
Oh, he's a joke.
It's a giant fucking joke.
Weren't you at one time going to come out as Mr. Rogers?
Oh, no, that was an idea that Matt.
Hello, friend.
Everybody wanted me to come out as Mr. Rogers. Like, come Mr. out Rogers. In penny loafers
I
and a sweater.
I directed a whole gimmick.
And sit in the ring and do fucking
children
rhymes and then switch into my wrestling boots. But too bad it would take me a half hour to
That's
lace the
boots point.
Up.
Yeah.
It would have been so over.
You could have had the ref do one of your boots while you're doing the other one.
I've literally came out to matches, boots unlaced, just sat in the corner. Hold on, I gotta lace my boots up. Hold on. I've literally managed you with That's my awesome. Foot up on the low ring, just...
Yeah, well,
my
you can
boots.
Do that because you're Nicky O.
Duh, and I'm awesome.
Duh.
The swerve for the Mr. Rogers character has to be that he's a pederast.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Oh, absolutely,
definitely. I would finger fuck little girls in the audience and boys.
I kind of like
you
that.
You have to get
one,
on the
Matt.
Microphone before the match and just be like, "I am obligated to let everybody know that I am a registered sex offender."
But
I would wear. I would stay at least 15 feet from the ring.
I would wear crotchless tights.
Well, no, you should do it like almost like a Waylon Mercy gimmick where you start off real nice and then you just flip out.
Waylon Mercy had nice theme music.
Yeah. And then you just like rip your cardigan off and you got like tattoos and crap.
But you have to start every promo with, "Hello, friend."
Hello, friend.
And before you finish it, it's, "Goodbye, friend."
Goodbye.
Dead.
And your finisher will be, you'll get a little sock puppet like Meow Meow and hit him with that.
Oh. I was going to say your finisher will be "Finally Arrested."
Huh?
This is a pedo.
Yeah.
That's a wrestling.
Your finisher at the end of every match, the cops should break in and then you run out of the arena.
There's a guy who used to have that as a gimmick.
What's that?
I can't remember what his name is.
It's a terrible fucking idea.
No, at the end of every match.
Oh, Mr. Meaner.
Was it?
Mr. Meaner.
No. No, there was a guy who would work his
you remember
match
him?
And then cops would come and he would run out the door.
I met him at a convention. He almost fought Joey Janela.
Really?
Yeah.
Who the fuck hasn't tried to fight Joey Janela?
Joey Janela made a racist joke to one of the Nigerian Nightmares.
Really?
And
it
offended Dr. Ruthless, who also is an African-American gentleman. And Mr. Meaner, a large white gentleman, took offense to it and demanded Joey meet him out in the parking lot. To which Joey followed him outside, and then the guy back.
Now, is this like, I don't remember how tall he was. You don't remember Mr. Meaner?
Yeah.
Wait, so he didn't get his ass kicked?
No.
Damn it.
When I remember him, he had like a short, shaved, almost black, dark hair. Yeah?
He pretty much looked like any guy that would be, I don't know, a white guy jumping off the back of a garbage truck in the morning.
He actually kind of reminded me of like Devin Moore, almost.
But a little thicker.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Same guy we're talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, all right. He used to wear like the orange jumpsuit.
I never saw him work. I only saw him at a convention.
Don't you ever talk bad about Devin Moore.
As somebody
I love
attending.
Devin Moore.
Wait, are you... How long are you going back with this?
This is Iron Mike days.
Are you... Oh, he had orange jumpsuit? I don't remember that.
He used to wear... Yeah, he used to tag with somebody too. I forgot what his tag partner's name was.
Did he have a three-piece suit?
Are you sure you're not thinking of... Concrete.
And a gun.
It might have been Concrete.
Concrete?
That might have been his tag partner. Mr. Meaner.
No.
What are these names?
Concrete.
There was Section 8 or something?
Yeah, it might be.
I know Section
8. I know.
Or Cell Block 8 or something.
Some shit like that. Yeah, Cell Block. Yeah.
Oh, I know Cell Block 8 too.
Okay.
I think that was with Mr. Meaner.
Fair enough.
Yeah, well, the concrete had passed away a number of years ago.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, you just brought the show down.
So he went from concrete to pine box.
Oh.
Pretty much. Yeah, he actually, he was doing, he was a Coke vendor, not a Coke dealer. And he used to come to my store, and he came into the store once, and I hadn't seen him for a while.
And he says, Matt, if you press Coke once, Diet Pepsi twice, and Coke again, you get the real Coke.
Anyway, he came in and he basically complained to me about how the company I was working for at the time treated me as a wrestler. Like, he thought that I was getting like the shaft, but I was actually doing much better in that company than I ever did before, and I didn't quite understand what he was complaining about. And he died of brain cancer like 2 months later.
Oh, well, yeah, he had to have some kind of brain problem to feel like you're
getting apparently he had it like in his sinuses and didn't know it. And then that was it. I was like, I just talked to him. Like, I
just, that's what happens when people put you over.
I know. So, guys, just this let us be a warm piece of advice here. Never, ever put me over. Because you're going to
be
toast.
I wasn't planning on it.
I didn't think so. That's why I don't put myself over, because I'm kind of worried. But
would that then be suicide? Would that count?
Yeah, it would actually be.
Yeah.
I'm going to put a picture up here.
Oh, no. Is it a woman or is it not a woman?
Was it ever not a woman?
It's a picture of a shirt.
Oh, okay.
Now, I want Matt to describe the shirt.
Are we getting in the stories?
And yeah, and I want to see if you can guess what somebody, why somebody has a problem with this shirt.
It looks like the Star David. Did I win?
Thank you, Matt.
Oh, God.
Why someone has a problem with it?
Yes, why would somebody have a problem with this shirt? Describe the shirt. Did something funny just happen?
The Star of David.
I just picked up it's a yellow short sleeve shirt
with
a
pocket.
Breast pocket on the left-hand side.
Well, it could be in a mirror. You never know.
Could be in a mirror. No, it's the fucking... This is a picture from the website. No.
Yeah.
And on the pocket, there appears to be a logo, a design of some sort. It's like gray and blue. Kind of resembles the what's that Hebe Star called?
Star of David.
Shapiro. What's he doing?
Well, it's definitely not the Star of David, but
definitely not. But the Anti-Defamation League has issued a strongly worded letter to Urban Outfitters, charging that one of its products has represented a new low.
Huh.
Okay. A T-shirt offended by the company, which is associated with the yellow Star of David symbol, Jews were forced to wear in Nazi Europe.
So that was like on the way to the camps before they got turned into lampshades.
Yes.
Okay.
We find this use of symbolism to be extremely distasteful and offensive and are outraged that your company would make this product available to your customers. The league has communicated with Urban Outfitters on numerous occasions over the years regarding a variety of projects that have tread on the feelings and reinforced stereotypes of various groups, Christians, Blacks, and Irish, Mexicans, and Jewish Americans. The list goes on.
Jewish Americans.
The only thing offensive I see here is the fact that there's a sleeveless shirt with a single breast pocket.
You know what? I'm just surprised. This is Urban Outfitters, and they have a white model.
The league also demanded an immediate apology from the company and asking that the product no longer be sold and urging it to meet with the league representatives. The thing I find offensive is that this shirt, which is called Wood Kellogg Tea, is currently available on their website for $100.
Get the fuck out of here.
That is fucking offensive.
That is a $100 yellow T-shirt.
There isn't a single Jew that would buy that for $100.
I can't imagine a single person would buy this for $100.
I mean, we could make that shirt for like $5.
Yeah.
For like $5.
You know, if this really is a problem, they could just cut the pocket off and just sell the shirt after the fact.
Yeah, ripped pocket T-shirt, yeah.
Are there any jewels in here?
In the pocket?
Yes.
So that's going on.
Yeah.
So that's going on. I don't think it looks like a Jewish star at all.
I don't think so. It's not even like a...
I mean, yeah. Is
can
it,
you zoom in on the star?
Was there like a crooked Star of David that's kind of waving at you? Like, it looks like a cat. It looks like the ninja from Super Mario.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Derek knows what I mean. Yeah.
Can our viewers see that too?
No.
I think it looks like the Star of David if it was illustrated by Michael J. Fox.
Like, all right, if the Star of David is like to the side, it looks like it's going like. It's like waving at you. I don't know. Look it up. Crooked Star of David.
There's the picture, folks, in the chat room. Look at the picture. Now, Shapiro's saying that he wouldn't wear it.
Oh, my God.
That was so loud.
I didn't hear anything.
So,
what did
Shapiro?
Shapiro said he would not wear that, but now that he sees it, I'm sure he has one.
Well, that's the... that's not
nope, that's not ninja.
That's not it at
that's,
all.
That's spiny.
Whatever, this is going.
I spilled drink all over my shirt. The sacrifices you make when you try to throw ice at someone
in the cranium.
You can't find a picture of a ninja?
Oh, here's a bunch of them.
Oh, there we go. See, I'm right.
It does look like a ninja.
Yeah.
How the fuck do you remember this shit?
Dude, my brain just accesses information.
I
like
didn't even know these things
but
have
a lot
name.
Better.
You need to start a nerd podcast.
I'm on one.
Oh, shit.
What do you think this is?
We're just offensive.
I mean, look at that thing. Yeah. You know what? That's what it looks like.
Yep.
Make this shirt with the ninja on it and it'll sell.
Yeah.
Sell.
See, I think it's more interesting that I remember what it's called.
Yeah.
And not what it looks like. But it is a ninja.
As an NG.
I think it is an NG. I would be more upset if I was a Nintendo creator, which are probably Jewish anyway.
No. What? Oh, man. Brian Shapiro is turning this into a Jew bashing show. He's Jewish himself.
Oh, I don't like the way he's talking.
Oh.
Bernie. Oh.
Hey,
second degree
hey,
burns.
Hey, Shapiro.
Did you just finish?
What?
I thought you just finished.
I think the show is finished.
I'm trying
oh
to
my
do a Hebrew
God.
Accent. That wasn't close?
Oh, no, it's not close at all.
I was going to ask him how many Jews it takes to change a light bulb.
Oh, God, I feel like this is going to be very offensive.
Go on. I don't know. I don't have any light bulbs in my oven.
Oh, no.
How horrible was that?
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
I'm uncomfortable.
What else you got, Derek?
Nintendo creators were gooks, Clutch says. interesting history about the word gook is it actually comes from Korea, not Japan.
So Koreans made the Nintendo.
No, they didn't.
No, that's what Clutch said.
That's what he said.
Oh. Interesting about Nintendo, they originated as a playing card company.
Yes.
In
like Go
73
Fish?
Or something.
73?
70s there around there.
No.
Like, oh, way back?
Like hundreds of years ago or something stupid.
Oh, yeah. There's a different name, though. They changed
Showboat?
It.
Showboat? Was it Showboat?
Could have been.
So. Oh, boy.
Yes. So would you would take your Nintendo and play Pinochle? I don't understand.
Pinochle.
No, they started off making playing cards, and they evolved into a video game company.
Yeah. So was there like Super?
Don't think about it too much.
Was it like
no? There wasn't Super Mario
Blackjack.
Cards,
no. I don't.
No,
get
but
it.
The Nintendo as we know it today came about in like the '70s.
Yeah,
I don't know. I was a Sega guy.
Sega. I find it funny when people say Sega when it says Sega.
Matt hates fucking Sega worse than anything.
Well, I happen to own a Sega CD, and a 32X.
But you're a Nintendo purist.
Want to fight about it?
Not really.
I never had a Sega.
Sega.
That makes you
Sega.
Gay.
No, it just means I...
No.
You know what?
It's in the Bible. Check it out.
Lower middle class people, we had to pick either Nintendo or Sega.
Yep.
We couldn't have both.
Yep. I picked Sega.
Or you get them years later
Nintendo.
When
they're dirt cheap or you get them at a garage sale.
I did pick Sega.
So I
had both.
Oh, little rich girl chimes
rich
in.
Rich bitch. With your Starbucks.
This is what I did. I got the system that everybody else didn't have so that I could play games on other people's systems. And then I would have the other.
It's like I never knew the joys of Toe Jam and Earl.
Oh, God.
Toe Jam and Earl?
I would play that game start to finish right now.
Or Sonic.
It is the best game ever.
I downloaded Sonic for PS3, the original. I think you play it. And I had no idea what the hell I was doing. I don't know.
Really?
I don't know.
It's just like...
I mean, I got the hang of it, but I was just like, how do I run? How do I do it?
My chronological order was Sega, kept that until PlayStation.
Yeah.
Sega Genesis, PlayStation.
I totally skipped PlayStation. I had a Super Nintendo, and then I had a PlayStation 2. Anything in between...
Really? Wow.
I stopped playing games.
I stuck on PlayStation. I went PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2, and then you would think, you know...
You know, here's my.
I actually went from like Nintendo to Game Boy and then PlayStation.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm sorry for talking while you were interrupting. Oops. My bad.
Okay.
I was a fan of the Super Nintendo, but I had Sega exclusively for two games. One of which was Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
Good game.
Anybody?
And NHL 95.
How awesome was Zombies Ate My Neighbors?
It was a good game.
The other game, the Beavis and Butthead video game where you had to collect the Guar tickets.
And Guar did the soundtrack.
Yes.
Which was ridiculous because it was...
Yep. It was.
That was on Super Nintendo as well.
And the best weapon was the...
Oh my God, we are
very different,
nerd
by
podcast.
The way. Very
we
different.
Well, then
nerd.
Shut up if you don't like it.
We are
wow, that was
podcast.
Over-modulated Derek.
Yeah.
Hey, Kev, the best weapon was the bat with the glove, boxing glove on it.
Yeah. Sheila says Nintendo 64 GoldenEye.
That is a great game.
So you never
is.
Played it.
It's actually still played today. By
I've actually quit.
Many
oh, I've quit a job to play that game.
You did. That's
I'm
not even
serious.
A joke.
I used to work at a local supermarket, and I quit to go home to go to my friend's house to play that game.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Highly addictive.
Good thing I didn't have any bills. Moving on.
I had the
Sean. What is your problem?
I meant moving on to Matt.
Oh.
I don't like your tone, Derek.
I had a Nintendo. I got a little.
Hey Matt,
late.
Guess what? Who cares?
Oh shit!
Am I right?
Oh, shit!
Am I right?
Anybody?
I'm an ass.
Agree with me?
You're such an ass. That's so rude to say.
Sean. Wait. Watch this. Ready? Who cares?
That's so rude. How would you say it to anybody? Awful. Go ahead, Matt. I'm sorry, here interrupted you.
Yes, I had a Nintendo, and all of a sudden I had a lot.
I was five when you had a Nintendo.
A lot more friends.
No fucking way, Derek. You were like 20
Derek,
already.
Wait, are you guys making fun of Italians? I'm fucking out of here.
Sean wasn't born when I had a Nintendo.
Hurry up. We have to actually
1987.
Get to news. We have to get to news. It's almost 9 o'clock. So guys bedtime.
We don't
well,
need
your mole's bigger.
Almost bedtime.
Best Nintendo game, go.
Who cares? I'm kidding.
DuckTales.
Wow. Nintendo game?
Skate original
or die.
Nintendo?
Skate or Die.
Duck Hunt. Yeah. I mean, Mario 3 is like typically...
Mario
3
is like broke
your
heart.
Most people seem to like that one the most. I don't know. That's tough.
Well, you know, I was kind of excluding Mario 3 because that's a little obvious. Yeah. I can sit here and, like you said, I can play Mario 3 all the way through. All
right, well, did anybody hear what I said?
What?
Oh, okay. I said Skate or Die. Okay,
great.
Okay.
Anybody play
good, Steve.
Russian Attack?
Yes.
Nope.
Yep.
Game is fucking awesome.
Rush N Attack.
Attack.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Russian Attack.
No, but that would have been a good one.
I think there was a Soviet-ish kind of fucking
submarine game.
Yeah,
fucking communist.
I think it was
faggots.
A submarine. It was like the Hunt for Red October.
Yeah, it was one of those things. Yeah, but
I always thought that was weird that they made a video game out of that movie.
They made a video game out of every movie.
Yeah, but
and LJN made all of them, and they were all bad.
I know, but like. That seemed like a really weird, because at the time
it was just like
movie games were like Wayne's World or you know Terminator, like kid oriented things.
Yeah. They made a sequel
and
then
it was like
Goonies in video game format.
Yeah,
see that?
Yes, there are a lot of movie video games that were going to be other video games, and they just decided to slap the franchise over them, and it was like franchise. Nothing to do with the movie at all. Absolutely nothing.
They had a Home Improvement video game.
I know what Matt's gonna pick, by the way. Zelda.
No, I was not a Zelda fan.
I wasn't either.
Me neither.
Nope.
Anyone play Home Alone, the video game?
Super Nintendo?
Was that Super Nintendo?
Yeah.
I think it was...
There was a Super Nintendo.
There was one, yeah.
You had the house to go through and you dropped the fucking traps.
It was awful.
They were chasing... Yeah, it was
you so get
bad.
Chased by suitcases.
Oh,
and shit.
But I loved it.
Yeah. You did, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I played the shit out of that game.
And they played
Kung
like
Fu
the...
They said Kung Fu in the chat room. I remember that game.
Kung Fu was garbage, but...
shit!
I'm going to say the first Ninja Turtles is my all-time favorite Nintendo game, and one of the most difficult. I've only beat it one time. One time in my whole life, and I probably spent 6 years doing it. It's ridiculously difficult, but once you learn
Punch
how to
Out
beat,
is another one you can just I can pick up anytime.
Yep.
Fester's Quest, anyone? Fester's Quest,
awesome music.
There was an Addams Family game for Super Nintendo that I remember was really cool.
Oceans is,
and what did that entail?
It was literally like a little short, chubby Gomez platformer just kind of running around.
Mm-hmm. It looked just like Wayne's
Super
World.
Funhouse.
Good one.
Krusty Super Funhouse for Super Nintendo. Krusty the Clown from The Simpsons, obviously. Rats, or little mice, blue mice, were running rampant. It was kind of like a weird Lemmings thing where the rats are walking and you have to solve these puzzles to get them into one of these horrific machines manned by Simpsons characters that kill them.
Huh. Yes.
Never played that, but I played Virtual Bart.
Yeah.
You remember that, yeah?
That was a good
Bart versus Space.
He was in the corn dog machine or whatever.
You're the pig, and you had to run through the factory, and then when you die, you get turned into all different shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you're the baby. You got to jump through the tree to catch the ice cream truck.
Mm-hmm.
The one where you're going through the water slide and you have to avoid all the different and stuff.
I remember the
well,
first,
mama.
I remember playing the shit out of the first Simpsons game,
playing
but it couldn't have been that good.
I hated it.
From Nintendo.
I hated it. I was one of those. It was a rental for me.
Yeah.
I played it like all one Saturday and I was just like, I can't. Yeah. Can't do this. Awful. Brian Shapiro says, Battletoads. Battletoads is a really good game, and if you can play the arcade game, it's even better.
Clay Fighter for Super Nintendo.
Ooh, weird game.
Clay Fighter.
Yeah.
What
about Balls? Another weird fighting game.
Marble Madness.
Marble Madness.
Dude, Marble Madness. I used to play that for hours.
Hard.
And the game Joust. I played that for fucking ever.
I played that on Atari.
That's on Yesterkades.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Do you ever play Joust, Kev?
Excuse me, I had to burp. yes, I did.
An old Atari game.
Now that's the game with the flying ostriches, right? With the joysticks. Yeah.
Shang Tsung turns
awesome.
Into that.
I loved any game where you can go out the right side of the screen and pop out the left.
Non-linear.
Mm. What the fuck? What? What did you say?
Non-linear.
I love any non-linear game. Anything not non-linear is fucking awesome.
Boogerman. That was the gross guy with the cape, right?
Boogerman, yeah. Earthworm Jim.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
you ever play the HD remake of that?
Dig Dug.
It's good.
Dig Dug. I'm not going to stick with Nintendo. I'm going to go up to Sega here real quick. But Kid Chameleon was a fucking...
You were obsessed with that game.
I loved Kid Chameleon.
Mm-hmm. Obsessed?
I hated Knight Rider for Nintendo. Mm-hmm. That sucked. Because you used to run out of gas with that thing.
One game that really excited me that disappointed me so much was anybody check out RoboCop versus the Terminator?
Never played it.
Mm-mm. I thought it was going to be so cool. It was garbage.
Yeah. I've heard it, but I never played it.
It's like the fucking Terminator apocalypse happens and you're RoboCop and you just have to fight a bunch of the fucking endoskeleton.
It's just a mindless shooting game.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
The original RoboCop game was not great, the arcade one, but there was something about it, the way they did the animation. It was almost like rotoscope, I guess you could say. That was a fun game. So play at the Ramada Inn, local reference.
I had it. I played it. I loved it.
What else we got? Anybody else here?
Lion King
and Aladdin. You ever play those, Sean?
Yeah, oh my God, I did.
You know what? I got to admit, Lion King for Genesis was a pretty good game.
Thank you. Somebody backed me
the fuck up for once.
Good
graphics for...
Yeah. Hard, too. Hard as hell.
But the worst was every time you lost, it would just be... who was a meerkat? I don't know if I mentioned his name, but he would just go... It starts. And after you lose enough, you're just like, all right, asshole, I get it. Just fucking play again. Let's go.
Oh, man. Still own what? Oh, those games?
Sure. Anybody remember Road Rash or PlayStation 1?
Sure.
Loved that game.
Mm-hmm. Didn't like it.
I got into the... NHL games were fucking awesome.
NHL 95.
Yeah, if I was fucking Canadian.
Matt used to play NHL 95 and make Kane and shit in the game.
Considering Kane wasn't around yet.
Kane?
It was Isaac Yankum DDS.
But I did make...
He used to be a defenseman and he was 7 feet tall.
Diesel, number two.
But I did make a lot of wrestlers as hockey players for some reason.
That's acceptable.
I don't know why.
You okay? Oh, dude, really?
Steve is exposing his
test. What's wrong with your nuts? They're shiny.
Oh,
they're clean.
I bet you wish they were a little bit ashier.
That was just one nut, by the way.
Oh, Road Rash 3 Tour de Force.
Kev goes,
on Genesis.
It looks like your nuts are like paper thin.
I feel like we go from tiny nuts with you, then we just go up on a fucking pyramid to Kev.
They're big.
Huge.
No comment. LB, but
bullshit.
I don't know, man.
Kev's got like...
Steve, tell him.
wow. If we could have a nut off between Derek and Kevin, that'd be fucking
What am I, chopped liver over here?
Do you have gigantic nuts?
See, I'm afraid that Matt is just pure, like, fat pad, too.
Fat pad.
Like, it's just not all nut. It's just big fats.
Let's fucking book it now. The fucking aristocrats.
Get your tickets now.
See, the thing is like, Kev's can probably hang out his shorts on a nice hot summer day.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Derek can just... I don't know. His actual testicle is huge. Like, there's two tennis balls in there. So see, it seems that like Kev's can hang a lot lower, but Derek's are just more boulders.
I got a lot of boulders.
Is that even a word? Couple of Rosetta Stones.
Ooh, Paperboy. Paperboy.
I hated Paperboy.
Played the shit out of Paperboy.
I played the hell out
Paperboy
of Paperboy.
Paperboy's theme music. I just P-filtered that. Paperboy's theme music. Sounds like Brutus the Barber Beefcake's theme music.
Make an example. Let's hear it.
Fire up Paperboy for arcade. Paperboy arcade.
Okay.
And you're going to hear it. And the sound when you insert a coin in Paperboy sounds just like the Undertaker's bell. It's the exact same tone.
I wasn't a big fan of Paperboy, but it reminded me a lot of Back to the Future, the video game.
That reminds me more of Undertaker.
That's it, right? That's when you put a coin in.
It reminded me of Paper Brigade.
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling this. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got the cowbell.
This is some fucking music.
Oh.
Yeah. If this was a porn song, what would the
right?
scene be?
Well, what's that?
If this was a porn song, cake. What would the scene be?
I don't know. I can't hear it anymore.
Oh, wow.
Jared, are you air guitar?
Bass.
Sorry,
slap bass. Slap. Do you remember when you were doing this in your house in the apartment that one time? I was like, you gotta go up one.
I picture somebody delivering.
It is very, very. I mean, it's pretty much a generic.
I mean, it's different, but it's just the same kind of elements.
It's very, very similar.
Yeah, I could see how somebody would say that.
Okay, so Brian Shapiro is giving us all these explanation or examples of different video games throughout the years.
Go on.
Do you do anything else? Go out.
We just
I think he's
get
just
drunk.
18, yeah.
Do drugs.
We just
do
sat
something.
Here and talked for a while about.
Oh
video
no
games
no
we
no no. We as a group did not talk. My microphone was clearly stated inside the couch while I.
And
sat
I'm
here.
Sure you're very proud of this.
I am.
Steve is pissing. You can hear it in the mics.
Nice.
And he's like. 15 feet away.
Hi guys.
Oh, hey,
shut up,
Jamie.
Oh, hey, Jamie.
Dumb bitch.
I think we should take a break.
Thank God.
Come back with some news.
My armpits are a little sweaty, so let's do this.
Yeah, let's get some air. Let's get some stories going on the way back.
All right, we'll be right back.
Waka waka.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
And we're back.
Yay. Hey, hello, welcome back.
Hello.
It's the Aristocrats.
All systems go.
And we're black.
Aristocratsradio.com.
Would you say all systems go?
Yes.
I'll bring one back for Derek. All systems penis.
Not funny.
Excuse me?
Hated that so much.
Yep, that's
Could
why
you
I
elaborate.
Took it. Nah, it's just an old aristocrat joke.
Old, like Sean was probably like 4.
Oh shit!
I didn't fucking say anything. I just sat here.
How old were you in 2005?
7.
17.
Just a ripe young molestable Sean.
Were you 17? I was a year away from graduating high school.
Were you legit 17?
Yeah,
because I am a math wizard when I'm drunk.
Wizard.
Addition and subtraction. Mode.
You're a wizard, Harry.
Addition and subtraction. Don't ask him. Multiplication or division. But
no x's in dot/dot.
Dot slash
square
dot
roots.
Slash dot.
Square roots. None of that common denominator.
No
shit.
Dots. Dugots.
Dots. Dugots. Is he even in the room no more?
No 8.
Would
equal
that
sign,
would that be
equal sign equal sign capital D?
Mm-hmm. Would that be a
how many equals?
Asian Indian Dots to Gots would be Dots to Gots.
little big Gots.
Sean is still you son of a bitch.
Call what Sean a pussy on? For me. I'm about to get to work.
Please
That's
don't.
From beautiful Brian Shapiro.
Beautiful.
He's going to work?
He's about to get to work. That means that it sounds like he's going to go jerk off.
Oh, okay.
Brian Shapiro was at a wrestling show on Friday. Where we wrestled, and he was trying to tell us where to put our gimmick table.
What?
He was helping out in the ring for like letting people out of the ring. I don't know how he volunteered for that.
What are you even talking about?
By the way, thank you for offering. Hey, Sean, I know your next match. Do you want us to put your stuff out with ours? No. Okay. Thanks.
Which reminds me, I need
you
some
know
pictures for the next show.
What? I'll get my second rope elbow as a gimmick picture. You want to do that for me?
Well, do it for you. Like, go to Staples?
Yeah.
Okay. Why are you laughing at?
Why can't you go?
Because he likes doing that
stuff. Oh, okay. I'm just laughing at that Matt can do a second rope elbow.
I did. But I really hurt my shoulder bad.
I was out for a couple months.
Six
after
weeks.
That.
It looked good, but there was consequence.
Yeah.
This may or not be interesting. I don't know. 8 products that Facebook generation will not buy. Now, I don't think this is us. We're not really Facebook.
No, so Facebook generation is probably like
high schoolers now.
What's Sheila? Sheila's age.
Sheila is Facebook generation.
Sheila, how old are you?
Young.
22. I would say that's probably about Facebook generation.
She's at the cusp.
Mm. How old were you when Facebook started, Sheila?
I don't think she knows when Facebook started.
Yeah.
Sheila, 22-year-olds are a Facebook.
That's when it got popular.
2006.
I graduated high school.
Since like 2004, I think, though.
Oh.
When it was only like a college thing.
Fuck that.
Fuck
movie.
That shit.
What?
I don't know.
Shut up, Steve.
So what are you saying, Derek?
Some of these things that the Facebook generation will not buy or partake in. Email.
What?
Email is pretty much...
It's going away.
Yeah. Well,
what now? Is it just messaging, right?
Yeah.
It's all in your Facebook.
My whole work revolves around email.
So does mine, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mine also.
But like, I think work aside, I think they're talking more personal.
Oh, yeah, Derek, I'm never going to email you. I'd probably text you.
Exactly.
Which you wouldn't answer, but I would text you anyway.
Unless it's a shit pic.
The thing that I don't like about the whole messaging system for something like Facebook is if Facebook goes away, then there's a pretty good chance that all of that is going to go away too. I know you can save it and everything, but it's not quite the same as saving it from...
See, the thing is Facebook's never going away.
It could. Don't
say
never.
Yeah, that's what
never.
They said about MySpace.
How's my... Oh,
MySpace is still
not
there.
Not just that.
It's still there.
I mean, is like, it? There could be something that'll wipe it
it's
away.
A ghost town.
There was a guy at wrestling at the show we were on, and he plugged his... He's like, is my MySpace?
Did everyone laugh at
Someone's
him?
Someone's like, MySpace? He goes, yeah, I don't know who's still on there, but I still got one.
Did he go by initials?
He did.
Fair enough.
This is my Friendster account, if anybody wants to hit me up there.
Friendster.
And I also have a LinkedIn.
I have an AIM if you want to, you know, instant message me.
I open my own AOL chat every Thursday night if you want to come in.
So it's 1416741 Corey Abbott.
Shit. Fuck, I miss AOL chats.
Yeah.
But they're pretty much saying email is too slow, email is too formal. So it's, I guess just texting and messaging through the internet.
I mean, I can understand because if you don't, check your email every, 10 seconds, you don't know what you're missing.
But whose phone these days isn't set up to get your email right to it?
No, I'm not saying that.
How often do you check it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I check it every time I look at my phone because almost every time I look at my phone, I have another email.
Oh, you are so popular.
I never.
Well, it's a lot of spam.
I never log in to my email.
Yeah.
But it comes right to my phone. And
mine does too, but it won't. It doesn't push to my phone.
Yeah, it doesn't say, hey, you have an email.
I have to go into my email and then
refresh.
I'll
refresh.
Mine drops right in with my text message.
I could have that.
You know
that
why? Because you have a 1999 BlackBerry.
Jamie says she gets a lot of penis enlargement
right
emails.
Or am I somebody that actually reads my
email? That's another thing about email. It's just full of garbage.
It is.
Every day I go on, I just delete everything.
Yeah. I hadn't checked my actual email in probably like 3 days. Like, I'd not actually like read anything. I had 63 emails and like 45 of them were garbage.
Garbage, yeah.
And 10 of them were just like, you have a new comment, from something else. So like my email is telling me to go somewhere else to read something.
Exactly.
You know? So,
but it is true. Like, I can just copy and paste anything, just text it to you.
Yeah.
So,
whatever. Yep.
Beer is number 2.
What?
Light beer has come to the current generation of youth what regular beer was just a few decades ago. They're saying that in 1990, more Budweiser was sold than the top 3 light beers combined. 20 years later, Budweiser has taken a backseat to Bud Light. So everyone's drinking light beer now.
Yeah, everyone's trying to watch their carbs, watch their calories.
I was going to say, it's like the lower calories is like really,
Fuck that, man.
Does it get you the same results?
As a asshole was saying hello to me, I was pounding back a 6-pack of Bud Heavy Tall Boys.
Mm-hmm.
So don't tell me that light beer is going on.
Well, you are not the Facebook generation, my friend.
It's true.
You're old as shit. Old as shit.
So yeah, I think Bud Heavy would be a great wrestling gimmick. Some big fat guy and then like another guy with some other gimmick
Miller
beer
Light.
Name and call them the Tall Boys. That would be great.
Yeah.
All right. Miller Lite and Bud Heavy.
Tall Boys.
Number
heavy
three,
Miller and Heavy Bud.
Something that is definitely going away. Newspapers.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what's funny about that is they kind of should have totally went away almost 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's kind of like the phone book. Where just people are just saying it. Like to the Yellow Pages, why are you still doing this?
Yeah.
And they're like, nope,
why
you keep doing it.
No, it's
paper.
Perfect. The yellow, the white pages, the yellow pages, they hold my door open.
Exactly.
Is that racist?
No, I don't think so.
The white pages, the yellow pages.
Who
Sean?
The fuck is going to read the black pages?
well, it depends on what color the font is.
They can't really print on it.
Yeah, it would just be a lot of ink wasted. It would
be very expensive.
Waste ink.
The yellow pages eat a lot of fish.
Yeah, you know what's awful about newspapers going away? My dad has worked for the past like 30 years in newspaper advertising.
And it's just, it's gone.
Yeah, and how's he doing?
Yellow pages. Scary? Like they're staring at the sun.
We've had our ups and downs.
A lot of ramen noodles lately?
a lot of bankruptcy, and we're moving to a two-bedroom apartment.
Nice.
There's five of us.
I bring up the point when people say, like, you know, people, they don't even read real books anymore. It's like
Kindles.
Just data. It's straight up information. People used to carry a stone around with them with carvings on them. And then it moved to like
iPads.
Right from stone to iPad, you know? Like, think about it, you know? Like, kids don't have to carry around 30 pounds of books causing scoliosis anymore. Because
they have
times
an iPad.
Have changed, you know. It's just
the best part about iPad. The best part about like
kids
iPads and stuff like that is schools. Fuck.
Yeah.
Schools are having a tough time dealing with iTunes because that's what the iPad has to use.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So they're having a tough time converting over to that.
Really.
One of my personal training clients, she's a teacher, and her school is supplying every student. With an iPad.
Original iPad?
Did stock an iPad?
I
Apple?
Have no idea.
Probably.
But anyway, who the fuck cares? It's
I know.
An iPad.
I'm just saying. It makes
but like
sense.
I said, they're having a tough time because like iTunes isn't as secure as other.
Why does it have to use iTunes?
Why is that to be
Apple
secure?
Apple uses
they're
iTunes
books.
No matter what.
They're
you
not
have
saying,
to use
hey,
iTunes.
Let me
correct right there?
Order something on fucking Amazon.
No, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Steve, you're stupid.
You can buy books through other methods and put it on the iPad.
No, just in general,
no,
though, using
stupid.
iPads, you basically have to have an iTunes account.
I see your mouth moving, but all I hear is stupid.
Correct?
No, he's
if
right.
If you want to download stuff, yeah.
Yeah, you basically have to have an iTunes account to use an iPad. So schools are having a tough time converting what they've been using into that.
Yeah, well, I would say straight up paper like 10 years ago. You know, I mean, get with the times.
I'd rather just use paper.
Brian Shapiro says Bloomfield, local reference, not really local, won't use any technology. That's because most of the people in your town would steal it.
Bloomfield, huge arcade scene in the 90s.
And now it's a huge Jewish
scene. Gotta stop chewing that ice.
So what else is going away?
Oh, get another goddamn drink. Jesus.
What else is going away?
What else is going away? Cars.
Cars?
Like motor vehicles?
Like smart cars now?
Automobiles?
As recently as 1998, 64.4% of potential drivers ages 19 and younger had driver's licenses, according to blah, blah, blah. And that has dropped to 46.3%.
That's because they don't got those fucking lazy asses don't leave the house no more.
And basically what they're saying is that this new generation really isn't into cars. Like, I guess our generation and generation. Yeah. You know,
and,
like,
and
they
our
don't
generation
have, like,
was into cars because the generation before us was into cars.
Enjoy fucking walking everywhere. What kind of
well,
dumb
not,
shit
not
is
so
that?
Much that, but it's like, you know, they don't have posters of Porsches on their walls and shit.
I
They're
used to have those
it.
Shits all the time. Remember when you were.
The shits?
Kev, do you remember when we were in elementary school and you would get like.
Uh-huh.
They'd have like a book sale at school and.
Scholastic.
You know, yes! I would buy a car poster every goddamn time.
Yeah. No, I had posters of kittens. Instead,
did it say hang in there? He's hanging from.
I had posters of Carmen Electra.
I know the poster you speak of, but no, these were literally just adorable kittens running in fields
that's
and stuff.
Cute.
That's adorable.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, thanks.
But I hung them in places where my friends wouldn't see them because I didn't want to get made fun of.
Do you have that poster every time you masturbate, God kills a kitten?
Yeah.
No, man. Every time I masturbate, I kill a kitten.
Oh, perfect.
It's the only way I can finish.
A lot more
this
than
is
one.
All working out great for me. I hate cats.
So, yeah, apparently a lot of new drivers are waiting to get their license. It's not that big of a deal to them anymore.
Actually, they order everything they need.
Or the economy's in the shitter.
Yeah,
there's
what I was
more
say. Maybe
there's
it's a goddamn
psychological
recession.
Reasoning behind
it's
it.
It's a goddamn recession.
Like, they can go to the mall through Amazon. They don't need to leave the house.
Yeah, but, again, there's still more than just that.
Yeah, dude, we tried to go to the movies last night. packed with fucking high school kids.
You went to the movies?
Yeah, I like to bring my lady friend out. When was the last time you brought your lady friend out?
Neglected.
I don't know. What is your lady friend's name? Because I'm going to tell Sheila about this.
Oh, shit.
The problem is, Kev, though, is you can't, you know, you can't fuck your girlfriend in Amazon.
Yes, you can.
Right.
I can't sit in a living room couch and have her believe that there's no hole in the bottom of the popcorn. We're in a living room. She goes, oh, okay, nice dick. Moving on.
I'm not going to lie. No matter who I meet, I can probably jerk off better than they can jerk me off. So you could probably just do it with the computer.
And the salt gets in your urethra.
I bet I can jerk you off real fucking good.
Oh, let's try it.
Well, I usually come above the line there. So
oh, not me.
But no,
that's why we're a fanny pack.
A lot of the college age kids are just that. They don't need
are lazy fat chicks.
More people are going to universities and living
on
campus.
Stop going to school, stimulate the economy, assholes.
Well, that's another thing is that they don't have jobs, you know, they don't have money, you know, they don't have cars, or at least less of them have a need for cars.
But they have an iPad 3.
Well, they also are So that's more of the
Mommy
reason.
And daddy but pay for everything.
But there always is that person. I mean, we know people who didn't get a car until they were 25 years old, not even a license. You know, it's just kind of becoming a weird sort of minority in drivers, or, you know, people just aren't getting cars. I don't need to drive. Yeah, I'll just take public transportation everywhere.
Ew.
No, was that about minorities in public transportation?
There's a lot of Mexicans.
They use their welfare stamps.
A lot of Mexicans.
I don't know. If you're a college student, you're listening to this, you're a fat, lazy piece of shit.
You're right.
Fat. If you're let me rephrase that. If you're a college student, you're listening to this, and you don't have a real fucking job, fuck you.
If you're a college student, you don't realize that you're going to be in retarded debt and not be able to use anything that you're learning.
Derek, did you go to college?
Yes.
Did you finish a four-year university?
No.
Matt, did you go to college?
No.
Did you finish a four? Oh.
No, I only took a few classes at Brooklyn.
Steve, did you finish college?
Yes.
No, you didn't.
Me too.
Okay, did you finish a four-year university?
Yes.
Wow, that sucks for you.
Lying.
Texas A&M, bitch.
No, I know you're full of shit. Okay, did you finish a four-year school?
No.
I didn't finish a four-year school, and we're all doing just fine.
I attended community college.
Speak for yourself.
And dropped out after the first class.
You are?
You did.
I swear to God. I'm actually still, they seize my state tax return every year because I still owe money to Brookdale.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. $500 because I enrolled for classes and then dropped out after the first class.
Wow. That's stupid.
Yeah.
Fuck college.
Gotta get paid.
Fuck tuition.
Shapiro's parents own college.
I'm still paying for my school that I didn't finish. I still owe them like $17,000.
$400 left, baby.
Really?
I pay $170-something a month because that's the minimum.
I pay $97 a month.
Until now? Yeah. Holy shit.
Can I tell you why I didn't go to college? I actually had somebody from a representative from a trade school come into one of my classes and explain to us that college is a waste of time.
And you believe them.
Well,
a waste of
though.
Time for you guys.
The real money's in man whoring.
Yeah, that's exactly. Right. No, he basically said if you go to a trade school, you'll learn your trade in 2 years. If you go to college, by the time you get out of college, the person that went to trade school already is ahead of you.
People going to college aren't going the same thing people are going for trade school.
Yeah.
I hate college because you can go get college credits and then get a job anywhere doing anything, even if it's not your master's. That's gay.
No, that's bullshit. I had someone start at my job making probably about $8, $9, $10 an hour. He's like, yeah, I went to college and did this and that. I'm like, great for you. Now you're making $10 an hour.
And then before you know it, you're going to blink and he'll be your boss.
Bullshit.
Well, yep.
I have a small...
He's going to super kick you and steal your clients.
No, bullshit. I have a small...
Penis.
Jacked up... tiny black man as a boss, and that would be my only boss.
Well, I must say, Sheila just said stop picking on people for going to college. You go to college for nursing, correct?
Correct.
That's a little different.
Right, because she's going to save people's lives.
It's a lot different. Yeah,
a lot different. That's not...
You're going to be making a lot of money.
Or you're going to get caught stealing scripts, and you're going to get in some real...
Shut up! Shut up! That's the plan. Shut up!
Well...
Nursing, I think you're pretty much guaranteed a job somewhere.
Pretty much.
Sheila, it's high, high demand. Anybody asks, I have glaucoma.
Oh.
Animal.
Well, my...
that's just common fact. You are fucking old.
So anything else going away? Cars, no more cars. Kids aren't driving. We hate people from college.
Fuck college kids.
They're all queers.
Hey, Derek, what's next on the list?
College really is for queers, isn't it?
It really is. Do you know why, oh, fucking...
Because Kane you were an unsuccessful queer.
No,
because
I got there and go, wow, University. This really sucks. I'm in a room full of a bunch of queers 6 days a week. Oh. I'm good. I never showed up again.
Derek, what else is going away? Yeah,
Derek. Now,
sorry, right. Over. Derek, click off the porn. Click off the porn.
Fast food. I help.
What?
Number five: landline phones.
Yeah. All right.
Ooh,
they are gone.
I have not had a landline phone for the past 2.5 years. Me and my female parental unit that has no relation to Kev or Steve.
Of course she doesn't. I couldn't fuck her if she was related to me.
In any sexual relationship, yeah, you still or could. Any other way. We are getting a landline.
Wouldn't be okay,
because
then you can use your dial-up internet.
I'm gonna rebute this.
I'm ignoring you for reasons. Time reasons, I'm ignoring you for time reasons. Mm-hmm. With the Trios, the phone, internet, and cable, it's actually more expensive just to get the internet and cable.
Yep.
But if you add the landline, it's less expensive.
Sure.
I am so pumped.
I actually, when I moved into the house I'm in now, got the Trio and never hooked up a phone.
Really?
Yeah.
I got a phone because it was cheaper too.
Randomly, the little display will come up on my TV that somebody's calling, and I just kind of laugh because I don't have a phone to answer.
Can you imagine calling my house? Ring. Hi, is your mom there? Yeah, it's Kev. No, that's going to be so much better.
Blah, blah, blah.
What? All right, I work for a small business, and we sell
small
every
dildo
in the world.
We sell every single cable you could possibly imagine, every single day.
Like dial-up?
We sell...
It's not cable, dummy.
It is a cable, but it's not cable. we sell modular phone cords, which are the ones that you connect to your phone,
that's
receiver.
That's good for you.
And
stop chewing the ice on the mic.
And we...
Oh, now that's not Sean.
Sell, like, the coil handset cords that go from your phone, your receiver, to your, you know, phone.
Probably have a shitload of those, huh?
Every single day, we sell tons of them.
Really?
Matt, thank you for my future
offices?
One.
What's that?
Offices?
Probably.
Most likely.
But to think about it, we are one small business in the country, and we sell dozens of them a day, I'll say.
I would say, like, offices, schools.
But they're never going to go away.
Poor houses.
They're just straight up more reliable than cell phones. It's never going to go away.
I'm never going to be at my house and go, oh, I don't have any bars.
The good thing, about the coiled up phone cord is you can conceal it better on your person. So when you strangle someone,
right.
You know, it stretches right out. Mm-hmm. You tie it around the neck. You fuck them in the hiney, and then they're dead.
Well, that's like what you do your penis first. You stretch it out. You wrap it around the neck.
Yeah.
Yours can fit around the neck. Jeez, I can maybe fit
like a small neck.
Oh, I was thinking mine's more like
a chicken neck.
Mine's more like a Chinese finger trap. What do you want from me?
Docking.
In any event, yeah.
Shut up.
You got to figure there's a lot of other businesses like what I work for, and they probably all sell about the same. So people are still buying cords for phones.
But probably not for personal use.
No.
Yeah.
But they're still there.
Other than they're for hanging their kids and wife.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But this thing is kind of saying, like, because they're not buying it, it's like the next generation won't buy it. And it kind of sounds like the stuff's going to go away.
But I know, like, my company, as if I own it, I'm fucking crass. The company I work for just went to a new phone system that is based through the internet.
VoIP?
Yes.
I don't know what it is. Okay. But the phones run through our Ethernet cables.
Voice over IP.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to, before we go on, I'm going to say Opie's V and Steve are actually correct. When was the last time you saw a payphone?
They are pretty much gone.
Yeah, I haven't seen one in forever.
Yeah.
I will still occasionally, because I work in Red Bank.
Is that on the list?
See a Mexican standing at the payphone for well over an hour.
Oh my god.
Absolutely.
Although there used to be 4 payphones in the area, now there's just one.
Yeah.
But it's still close enough where if I go on break I can watch them.
There's just a line.
Is that on
the
list there?
Payphones, no.
There's just like a line of Mexican. Oh man, is he almost done, man? Come on.
No, it's usually just one in a jean jacket and a mullet just standing there monopolizing the phone.
Holy shit, does he wrestle?
No.
Can I tell you a story real quick?
He's not a Mexican. Sure. Oh, shit. Real quick.
Shut up, Steve. Who cares?
The one person who I felt really bad for when they took away the payphones above my job, is there's this retarded guy
who
walks back and forth through Red Bank every day.
Black guy?
At least three times a day. No. Huh. White guy. But he checks every garbage can and every dumpster, and then he checks all the payphones for extra change. Mm-hmm. And then the payphones were gone. And I remember the day when...
His income is just...
Yeah,
yeah, that was like a third of his income. Yeah. Gone.
But no, he doesn't need the money for food because I've watched him pull throwaway food from the garbage and sit on the sidewalk and eat it. So,
oh, boy. Yeah. Well, if you ever see him, here's a hint. Tell him, go into Yestercades.
Okay.
Several times a day.
Uh-huh. He can't afford to get into Yestercades.
Well, just say, oh, I just got to use the bathroom. On the way to the bathroom is the soda vending machine. And chances are if you check the coin slot, there will be enough money to buy yourself a soda in the machine because it takes like 15 seconds for you to give your change back. So a lot of people probably just assume they're not getting anything back.
Really?
So if you go there, just be like, ooh, you know, here's $1.50. It'll be in there.
What I actually learned is a good place to find change is the newspaper vending things on the
yes,
on the sidewalks. Because people are really stupid and they'll hit the coin return button expecting it to open the part where the newspaper is. Yeah. And it won't. So, but they don't get the coin. They don't take the coin out after. They just think the thing's broken.
I can't believe those things still exist.
Yeah,
I almost got arrested one time because I was walking through Red Bank and I just picked one up and carried it down the street.
Yeah, that'll do it.
The cop ended up putting me against a car, patting me down, and then saying, "Hey, could you just move that back and we'll call it even."
Well, I had a story.
Go for it.
There was a.
Let's hear it, Steve.
Shut up, you young dick. There was a
thank you.
There was a drug dealer in Ashbury.
Now you're talking and chewing ice at the same time.
Damn it!
what
did you say? Damage?
There was a drug dealer at a payphone, and my friends called him. You know, he had the pant leg up, and he was a African American male, and he was he had the left leg up or whatever, or right leg, whatever one says. I'm selling. Gotcha. Was selling drugs. You know.
Wait, so that's an actual thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One's selling, one's looking to buy.
Whichever pant leg's up, left, selling, right, buying. That's what it means. So basically my friend was like, yo, come over, man. What you got? What you got? So the guy came over to the car. He's like, yo, what you need, man? What you need, sucker?
What you want? What you need? What you need?
So my friend just pulled out mace and shot him directly in the eye. So he took off running like a gazelle into the fucking weeds.
Gazelle?
Yeah.
What?
This is a true story. Fucking mace him right in the eye for selling drugs.
We're the gazelle rats.
Number six is cigarettes.
Yeah.
Apparently cigarettes are on the decline with the Facebook generation.
Whoever smokes cigarettes are cocky.
Whoever smokes cigarettes deserves to fucking burn up in a house fire.
Wow. Okay. Anybody else?
No. Dead.
Okay. Derek?
Number seven?
Yeah. Moving on.
Desktop computers.
See ya.
Wouldn't want to be a... Yeah, I don't think they really have much of a place now. The laptops are inexpensive enough to replace it. And they're portable enough. Yeah, like this computer I have here is more powerful than any computer I've ever owned. Mm-hmm. And I can pick it up and take it here.
Call me old fashioned. Call me the Coca-Cola generation. I like sitting at a desktop.
I do like it.
There's something about
having a monitor. It just makes me feel good.
Well, you can still have that with a laptop.
You can, but I don't like typing on a laptop keyboard.
Thank you. Really?
I know you can get another one, but think about it. You know?
I hate it, too.
I got a laptop. I got an extra screen. I got an extra keyboard and a mouse. Come on.
I hate it, too, and my son also ripped two keys off. So that's a part of the reason why I type like a piece of shit.
Part.
Not just the original reason you can't fucking type.
And number
Fuck
eight.
You.
Television.
See ya.
I do not watch TV unless it's sports, which you guys fucking hate, I know, because you're fucking Sega Genesis fucking Mark faggots, but I watch sports. It's the only thing I watch. I don't watch any of these
TV
shows.
Is that going away, too?
About zombies
TV?
And vampires.
No, people
I'm
watching
talking
sports.
Still.
I hope so.
You're done.
Steve, shut up.
I like sports because I'm a man and I have a penis.
Look at me. I like manly things. I'm full of testosterone.
To me, TV just becomes more background noise than anything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think with their, you know, things like Hulu and Netflix. Yeah. And even now on my Xbox, I have
just the availability.
Xfinity. Mm-hmm. And I believe they're going to start streaming live TV onto
that.
So
is that a car?
What?
Yeah, shut the up, Xfinity. Yes.
Just Jamie, disappear. What are you doing?
The MK Xfinity.
Really? Save your shit for that later, right?
Damn.
Hey, Debbie, derailment. Knock it off.
Wow.
Shit.
Stop accosting the members of the show.
All right, now she's again. We just discussed. None of us went to college. Matt might know what it means. Kev knows. You know.
You don't know what accosting means?
Wow, really?
It means like harassing and assaulting somebody.
Steve knows
it's
that.
It's a synonym.
I mean, granted, he graduated from a four-year college.
Texas A&M.
Texas A&M, bro.
Okay, what does the A&M mean, by the way?
Go ahead. Like go armadillos ahead. And mastodons.
Wow. Texas armadillos and mastodons.
That's what you were surrounded by. Mastodon.
That was great off the head right there, brother.
Definitely.
Really?
That
you're,
I appreciate
it. You just
that.
Have two random words that begin with A&M, you dumbass.
Armadillos are animals and so
I'm going to do you a favor.
Mastodons
are awesome. I'm
going to
do you a favor. I'm just going to turn this mic off.
What about armored dildos?
Ooh.
Armored dildos. Whoa. Dildo. Just steel-plated fucking
dude,
dicks going
when
in
you here. Said that, I just pictured a dildo in like a fucking Trojan fucking war outfit.
You
like
did.
The crazy
Trojan,
helmet.
Right?
Dude, I picked
like Spartan armor. Just
yeah. Now, when you said armored dildos, the first thing I thought of was like those weird dinosaurs with the big spike ball tails. What the fuck were they called?
What were they called?
Oh, fuck. Come on,
Ankylosaurus.
Matt. What?
Ankylosaurus.
Ankylosaurus is the first thing I pictured.
That's awesome that I remembered that. That is awesome.
I love alcohol.
So, Kev, we're going to be drinking every show. Steve, you're going to get a fucking
bib
and a little bottle of apple juice. What's next, Derek?
Ooh, Rosie Bun 1 has entered the room.
Rosie Bun.
I'm not sure who Rosie Bun 1 is.
I would say she's got buns that are Rosie, and she's number one.
Number one.
Number one motherfucker.
Okay. Derek, did you come across this weird story that you have yet?
Derek, I'm going to go back a little bit before you get onto that. I don't think cigarettes are disappearing one bit.
Cigarettes and TV absolutely are
disappearing. Cigarette usage has gone down like 28%
or something. Not only stimulating the economy, I'm stimulating the tobacco industry.
You know what you're not stimulating?
Your lung function.
Yes.
Penis.
Oh, don't get me wrong.
No, you are stimulating the growing tumor in your lungs.
Don't get me wrong. I don't like that I smoke. I don't. I wish I never smoked, but...
Stimulating the cancerous growth.
It's an addiction, and thanks for helping me out through it, guys.
You know the first... one of the signs of an addict is that you blame other people for your problems.
No, I clearly said
No, no, we'll help you. No, we'll help you. It's cool. Go ahead.
I clearly said I was addicted to them.
Yeah, because it's our job to help you quit.
Wow. Okay.
Steve, what does the A&M mean?
Armadillos and mastodons.
Okay, I don't want Steve's help.
Okay, so I guess I'll go to the weird story that Matt sent me.
Yeah.
Liverpool, England may now be known as Liverpool.
Liverpool?
After an event that included the presence
of a shit in the pool.
30-foot puppet of a giant girl who appeared to urinate in city streets.
That is hot.
What?
Wait.
I don't understand this.
Reread that, please.
Yeah, exactly.
After an event that included the presence of a 30-foot puppet of a giant girl who appeared to urinate in the city streets.
Squat and urinate.
The giant spectacular sea odyssey going on this weekend was intended to honor the 100th anniversary of the Titanic, but some attendees are pissed off by the peeing puppet intended to represent an 11-year-old girl named Mae McMurray who wrote to her father when he was aboard the Titanic. He never got the letter. As part of the show, the puppet was supposed to walk around Liverpool where the Titanic was registered before reuniting with her fictional uncle.
So an actual 30-foot puppet was physically there. Is that...
I don't even know.
I can't verify.
How early is there a 30-foot puppet?
I don't know.
Wait, I'm confused. Why was it pissing?
Early in the performance...
Nobody knows.
That's the main point, right?
Why was it pissing?
She stopped and appeared to urinate on the floor. Thousands of spectators reportedly gasped as the puppet preteen
so this really did
squatted
happen.
Down and let loose with a geyser of water from beneath her green skirt.
Oh, my word.
Careful what is going on?
The green skirt squirt. So you still are confused about this?
I'm completely confused.
Yeah, because there's like a CGI video of some giant puppet like sitting on buildings and walking around, and then they're saying that there actually was... a 30-foot pissing puppet.
So was it real or was it CGI?
How is this representing the 100-year
anniversary? It doesn't.
Hold on. That's so fucking stupid.
Hold
on.
It
is so completely detached.
Who sat down and said, you know what, guys? Let's really remember the Titanic. Let's get a 30-foot fucking puppet.
So
make that bitch piss over everything while monumenting an 11-year-old girl.
I'm going to set you up. There. If there's one person that can make sense of this, it's my main man, Kevin.
Kevin.
So when you said Liverpool, you meant urine.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're in trouble.
Now Now it makes total fucking sense.
Okay.
Okay.
So now I get the headline. Now, why the fuck was she pissing?
Yes, and the reactions from the people are, I mean, some of them are just
really excited, rubbing their nipples.
None of it makes any sense.
Taking their shirts off. Was that the
general
consensus?
One about, I would say about three quarters down the page. There's just one little paragraph, and it blew my mind. What the person said, it just.
I have been looking forward to this for weeks.
It might have been that one, yeah.
Somebody said she looks brilliant, and I don't think anything like this is ever going to happen again.
Do you have a picture of her that you could pull up
on
my
TV? No, because nobody's fucking stupid.
Well, I mean,
one person was quoted as saying, "For once, a golden shower I didn't have to pay for."
Wow, that is some shower.
Well, let's try the video.
Yeah. All
right.
Okay. This is the CGI thing, I believe.
Can you link this to the users, listeners?
Maybe.
There's strange goings on in Liverpool.
Liverpool.
With a geezer appearing outside the Cunard building.
Geezer.
And an enormous diver being spotted in the docks. They're precursors to this weekend's Sea Odyssey Giant Spectacular, which has been dreamed up on the west coast of France, in Nantes, where the street theatre company Royal Deluxe create magic in their workshops.
What is that?
I would get that, actually.
The closest experience Liverpool have had was when they were visited by a giant spider during the Capital of Culture celebrations in 2008.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Listen to them, like, cheering. It's spring.
Is it?
Like, is that a common theme?
No, all their creations just piss on everything.
Yeah. This is just creepy.
30-foot girl and her giant dog Cholo will walk all around the city trying to find her 50-foot diver uncle. In total, they'll cover 23 miles. So what's it all about?
I hope she has good cardio.
Explanation of the somewhat eccentric mastermind of the project, Jean.
That's your answer right there.
He looks like he's taking the cockatoo in his day. Man.
Jean-Luc. What is going on?
That's up.
I feel like he should be roaming the streets of Kingsbury with a piano scarf on.
110 members of the theatre company will be controlling events with help from 250 local volunteers. Some so excited, they're mixing their metaphors.
In Oasis, we had the spider, and we thought that was the bee's knees. But this,
the bee's knees!
We've seen the exhibits down at Bramley Moor Dock and the massive...
And so,
old English people are cute.
It's estimated a gigantic quarter of a million people will line the streets of Liverpool this weekend.
So I guess he made this 30-foot puppet,
yeah,
and it was doing its thing, and then it just started pissing all over the place.
Now, it seems like that whole pissing thing was like deliberately the entire purpose of making that puppet. Like, he was like, I got a great idea. I want a giant pissing puppet, and I'm going
to... And I wanted to represent
pass
Titanic.
It off as the Titanic, like a girl who wrote her father or whatever uncle a letter.
There's one guy that says, yeah, make the pussy look real good.
Make the piss nice and yellow.
Yeah, yellow. She's
dehydrated.
Like,
but make her pussy tight as possible.
Wow.
Just a fucking neon yellow multivitamin piss.
I don't understand this at all.
Like, she took a bunch of vitamins and didn't drink any.
You know what? Add a little viscosity to it. Like, she has a yeast infection.
Yeah. Make sure she's got, like, a yeast infection.
Is that not one of the most bizarre things you've seen?
Yes. That is.
I'm pretty sure there was another.
Fuck a 30-foot puppet.
What happened?
Steve's being a douche. Jamie, get the fuck out of the way.
Wow.
Nobody gives a shit. There's a 30-foot puppet and you're here. Who do you think is more important? The 30-foot pissing puppet.
Or the 4-foot puppet, Jamie.
Dude, she's at least 4'10".
4'11". It's good. I don't have to kneel.
Speaking of that.
This is a story from New Zealand, I believe. The family of a 30-year-old mother who died suddenly... say her 7.5-liter-a-day Coca-Cola habit was partly to blame.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Wait. 7.5-liter Coca-Cola.
7.5-liter-a-day.
You want to do the math on that for the calories?
Please.
They do it on the bottom 6,000.
In theory, not that much.
Bullshit.
If you think about it spread out through a day.
Oh, it's about, we'll say, 5,500.
They did the money thing, not the calories. Sorry. How much it cost her. Mother of eight, Natasha Marie Harris, died on February 25th, 2010 after cardiac arrest. Pathologist Dr. Dan Mornin Morning. Told the court her main cause of death was cardiac arrhythmia, but she also had severe hypokalemia. Lack of potassium in the blood, probably relating to the excessive consumption of the soft drink. That's a lot of Coke.
It's like 2 gallons of Coke.
Don't be surprised if liberals get this pulled off the shelves quickly.
What, Coke?
Yes.
Doubt it. Coke is not going anywhere.
Yeah, Coke is more likely to stay in cars.
You can easily mix it in with, like, you know, baby wipes and, you know, baby stuff like that.
Well, Coca-Cola said, "We deeply sympathize with the tragic death of Ms. Harris, but we are firmly of the view that her death was not due to the purchasing of Coca-Cola."
Well, the direct purchasing.
There's a clever wording. Is the purchasing of the cola didn't do anything.
Exactly.
Here's the thing.
Drinking it was just stupid.
Yeah, just the consumption.
Here's the thing. Coca-Cola can easily say, "We don't encourage anyone to drink 7.5 liters of Coca-Cola a day."
How many ounces are in a liter, Matt? Go.
Oh, my God. A liter is like the same as like a half gallon.
Doesn't help me.
So
ounces.
64.
Okay, so in 8 fluid ounces, there are 97 calories.
Yep.
But
believe me, it's about 500 calories.
Okay,
a day,
so there's
just soda.
8 fluid ounces. There's 97 in 8 fluid ounces. So you said there's 64 ounces.
And a half gallon, right?
So there's how many? Yeah. So 128 in a gallon. How many gallons you drink? Two.
Almost four.
Holy shit. I'm going to calculate this.
Suffice it to say, she probably wasn't drinking anything other than cola. She's drinking 2 gallons of it a day. What do you think her piss smelled like?
Gross.
I'm sure
pure
it was
salt.
Dark as fucking Coca-Cola.
She probably had horrendous kidney stones.
Says even drinking that much water a day would be detrimental.
I'm going to guarantee she had no teeth either.
Our maximum capacity for water is something like 4 liters a day. Every liter of Coca-Cola contained 100 grams of sugar.
Oh, yeah.
So drinking 10 liters a day equaled to eating 1 kilogram of sugar.
2.5 times as much as a normal person's allowed to have.
And she's a woman, so she generally burns
less.
Say like 1,200 calories a day. She was taking in almost 2,000 calories.
Just in soda.
Just in soda.
No, she was taking in like 5,500 calories
what?
A day in soda.
Yeah. And that's not including the pork roll sandwiches.
Oh, that was a half a gallon. Sorry, guys.
All of her teeth were removed?
Because they were rotting.
I told you. She probably had no teeth in her mouth. I said that. Rewind it, play it back.
I would say that from my teens until like my early 20s, I probably drank a 2 liter of soda a day.
Really?
Yeah. And that's a lot of soda.
Okay.
I probably drink like... maybe I'll say 30 ounces of soda a day right now.
You fucking pig, you're done. Nice knowing you.
Imagine. Okay, so she drank all this soda every day. Imagine how bad her cooch smelled.
Why?
She's not hydrated. She's taking in a ton of sugar.
And salt, because when you get to that point, it is a lot of salt.
Yeah.
And you know that she's probably like when she, her bladder's so full when she sits down, a little bit squirts out.
Oh,
little,
you know it.
The little skittle.
Okay, now
a little skedaddle.
Now we're just getting a little. But anyway,
given her consumption of cola and her poor oral hygiene, I think it's safe to say that she probably didn't have a very good diet either.
It's well, when she lost her teeth, she got really sick. She was not able to eat breakfast, ate only snacks at lunch, and often went without dinner. So she was just snacking and drinking Coke.
What a dumb bitch.
How old was she?
Ridiculous.
30.
30.
30. Where
holy shit, dude. I could be dead right now.
I'm guessing this article is in New Zealand, so I'm guessing New Zealand.
Wait, what was her first name?
I don't know.
Cunt. First name is Cunt.
There goes my punchline. Thank you.
Natasha.
What a cunt! Thanks, ass.
Your salty language is not appreciated here.
Your face is...
I think we got to get into the lightning
lovely.
Round.
Lightning fucking round, I love.
Lightning round.
Love lightning round.
Round of lightning,
lightning
I have
round.
Half a drink.
Lightning round!
What?
What was that? I thought that was Matt, but his mouth wasn't moving.
No, that's AC/DC.
I wish it was me. Kind of sounded like AC/DC.
Lightning round. Fuck yeah.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to get... All right, you guys go. I'm going to do the math. Ready?
I failed. I'm sorry.
Good.
Derek. Lanny Rat. Derek, shock me with interesting
6,525 calories
a
day.
What the fuck? How did I get 2,000?
That's really not that many if you think about it.
No, it is.
Dude, what? I'm eating probably about 2,000. Eating 2,000 a day.
Bullshit.
You have to be eating at least 2,500 a day.
I'm not.
Based on your weight and how much you exercise.
I'm not.
You have to, because if you did, you would be like well under 200 pounds.
Well, I'm heading that way because I'm not.
Right, dude, I'm heading that way. I'm getting there. I'm sensitive about my weight.
Olive Garden served a rum drink to a 10-year-old boy.
Awesome.
Uh-huh.
Put it in front of him after he ordered a juice. He drank half of it. He was not himself, and they took him to the hospital. He's fine, but the person who gave him the drink is fired.
Did he have a beard?
No.
Oh, okay.
He was 10.
Really tall.
I had a beard when I was 10.
Chinese company named sunglasses after Helen Keller.
That's were they awesome. Called?
They're called blindies. Blindies. Blindies.
Were they called?
Exactly.
What were they called?
Helen Keller glasses, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, that's stupid.
So wait, you can't see out of them?
Well, did she wear glasses?
No, you could see out of them, but they had earplugs.
Yeah. See, you just could hear a goddamn thing people were saying.
I don't want the sunlight in my ear holes.
Oh, I hear so warm. All right.
Ooh, California school board votes to fire science teacher who appeared in X-rated videos.
Oh, that's hot.
And since you guys say I never give you pictures of women.
Boobies.
She has a penis,
that's
too.
A teacher.
That is a science teacher.
Can we get...
Biology, maybe?
Go down.
Can you get rid of that red dot over her nipple,
No,
please?
I cannot.
What happens if you click the picture? Oh, that's BigItalianSausagePizza.com right there. Oh, that's it. That's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Hey, dummy, don't look at the camera. You're breaking kayfabe.
Guys, I only have 4 singles. What do I do?
You look at the camera when you're getting fucked. You don't look at it when you're handing the money to the pizza guy with his dick in the pizza.
It looks like the Triforce from Zelda just like let it all go right there.
I tell you what, I would have awesome grades in science class.
She looks like she should be out like surfing and smoking pot.
Hold on, wait. Can you go back to that picture?
My favorite one.
Why is that your favorite one?
Because there's a black
guy.
Why
is there a stop sign here?
There's a black guy fucking her nail.
That one is going to be my favorite.
I think it's just a really tan guy.
Look at this guy.
I like it just because there's only a little red bar, and all you see is her 2 fingers holding something and her face.
She's bent over. She's sucking a guy's dick in the back of a car, and he's got his thumb up, and he's just smiling like a fucking jacket.
And but if you look at his face, he looks like he missed the school bus, and she gave him a ride home.
But he's got this miserably small sensor bar over his penis.
Yeah. Really does.
It's so small.
And then you get to the darker fellow, and he's got a fucking stop
the
sign.
The tan guy and the black guy have stop signs over their dicks, and this guy has what amounts to a number 2 pencil.
Oh, shit.
Happy is.
I am so annoyed that she's.
Wait a minute. Go back to that picture, Derek.
In that picture.
Can somebody please tell me why they're blurring out the pepperoni?
It's his dick.
Why do they have one really red pepperoni?
Yeah,
again,
big red pepperoni.
I'm annoyed. Can you go to the one where the guy's holding their tit?
Yeah, I want to see that.
I just want to look at it.
That one's actually kind of horny.
It's like he's testing if a melon's ripe.
He's checking it for cancer.
Okay. Yep. Well, it's soft on the top, but firm in the middle. Perfect.
Hmm. So yeah, she got fired.
She is a pretty attractive girl.
No, that's she is wasting her time as a teacher.
What a dumb.
She needs to just keep fucking on video.
She's 31.
Oh,
this just makes me think of the teacher that was in the middle school in our system that was
what's her name?
We don't have to mention it, do we?
We don't.
No.
No, what's
I know
her
who
name?
It is.
No, what's her name?
Oh.
Her name?
Hey,
what's his bitch's name? No, that's the school.
Hallas.
Yeah, that's her last name.
Stacy Hallas.
That's a pretty good porn name, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Stacy Hall ass. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Boo. Taryn ass.
Boo. Taryn ass.
We got some video on here, or she just do pictures?
Yeah.
Everything's censored.
Is that a mugshot?
What the hell is this?
No, wait, there's a dick one. Yeah, she'll point to it.
What a going.
There's a black penis.
Yeah, be firm.
It's firm.
It's Justin Bieber.
Oh, it's firm.
Well, there she is sucking another mean one. Look at that.
Is that her vagina spread open right
there? Let's see her cooch. Derek, click on her.
Wow. Wow. Maybe it's the size of
manatee. That's her, Derek. Get it bigger. What are you doing?
Manatee.
Yeah.
Wow. Whoa.
Now this is a nice clam basket right here.
Clam basket.
The website's Source Hip Hop.
Clam basket.
Source Hip Hop.
And it's just a fucking...
Well, there we go.
Meaty roast beef.
Some nice yabos there.
Teacher, I leave due to fucking on video.
There's a nice colanders. It's like a science
reference. What kind of teacher was she? Science teacher?
Look, there's a cum shot one.
Anatomy and physiology.
No, down
down with that dick.
So once again, no, this show has resorted.
No, yeah, there you go.
See, it looks like this. Yeah.
Oh,
like 1.3 times thumbnail. Larger. Derek, click it over there.
Oh. And you have a virus.
Now we just went into a world of.
And you have a virus.
Enjoy your laptop. It is dead.
Mm. We're all looking at porn. So that's awesome. We
I'm just
going to
put this on my screen.
She's really, really hot.
Acura has apologized because they excluded dark-skinned blacks for one of their commercials.
You know what? I heard about this.
Why? How did they exclude them?
They did a casting call for an African-American. Let me see if I can.
It was the one with Jerry Seinfeld, yeah. Where he's there and.
Oh, with Jay Leno.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
They, I heard the story. They put out a casting call for a black person to fill the role.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me do the quote here.
Okay.
Nice looking, friendly. Not too dark.
Not too dark, they say.
Was on the casting call.
Okay.
No tan-ass homies here.
They can be black, but just not too dark.
Yes.
Don't be like fucking Nigerian. Just be like Harlemish.
All right, go ahead, Kev.
Oh, no, I'm done.
You're done.
You go ahead.
Go ahead, Matt.
This is the thing that bothers me is they were casting specifically an African-American, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And all they said was that the actual skin can't be too dark.
Because that's frightening.
Because they're doing a casting call. Like, that guy... Ew!
It's a fucking... Oh, my.
Kev, describe what this picture is.
Yeah, put down the chat room, please.
Well, there's a picture of a gentleman. A gentleman of color.
Looks like he pays his tips.
He has all the color.
He pays all his bills.
He looks like he's covered in charcoal. That's how dark he is. His lips are even... fucking dark as night.
Like there's, wow, no, there's no pink at all.
And,
but he has great dental hygiene.
Oh, but hold on. Oh, and he's in a field, by the way. And
caption,
there's,
please.
There's a
what's the caption?
There's a caption that goes along with it that says, "I R the niggest." I R.
So they weren't looking for that
the
guy.
Niggest.
Incredible. They were looking for
that guy. Read the ad. And he goes, "Oh, son of a bitch."
Yeah, but anyway, my point is that they just.
That's the guy they went with.
So he's not that dark.
No, they got exactly what they wanted.
Basically, they were like, we want somebody to kind of like be Obama-ish.
We need someone that looks, that could pass for like some sort of dark Hispanic.
Stu Scott.
No, I'll tell you what it is. Is they're like, we need realism. Anybody darker than this, we'll just be collecting welfare.
There you go. You're saying he'd never be wearing a suit is what you're saying.
No.
He'd never
well,
be working.
He would, but it would be at the trial.
At the trial, never working. Who the? What Nothing? Kind of black people meet
Fuck
Jerry Seinfeld?
I don't know. But anyway.
Hmm. Anyway, let me go.
That's what a casting call is for. You know,
to find less black people.
So all we need is a casting call for a tan fellow with a mole on his right cheek.
Yeah. But you wouldn't be able to go.
David Schwimmer would be there in a minute.
Oh, fuck.
Clearwater, Florida. Clearwater police have arrested a woman for child abuse after they say she tried to toss her 3-month-old baby in the ocean because she thought he was possessed by demons.
My family owns a timeshare in that town.
Thank you.
Moving right along.
Well, they can...
I can't wait to vacation there now.
And hey, everybody, this is where they threw that possessed child. And
right,
died.
Where we're standing.
This is it.
You know who else lives there? Casey Anthony.
Ooh.
I would totally fuck the shit out of her.
A property manager called police Tuesday afternoon when she arrived at Lydia Chaco's apartment and noticed it was flooded. The manager found the 39-year-old inside making bizarre comments and throwing things. Police say
like
she
babies.
Believed her baby was covered in lizards and snakes and she was trying to keep the demons out.
By flooding
How
her
do
apartment?
People go that crazy?
She then left the apartment on foot carrying the baby by his feet.
Lizards, snakes,
well,
and demons.
It was covered in lizards and snakes. She didn't want to get
and
on
demons,
her hands.
Kev.
Yeah. Oh my,
and demons.
She was protecting herself.
Yeah, she doesn't want to get demonized.
Yeah.
When you say baby, how old was this?
3 months.
3 months.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's old enough to live on his own. He could probably find his own apartment.
It's not a deer.
And maybe it was colicky, and sometimes you have to drown them.
Oh, colicky babies are no good. Gargle some salt water.
The only way to get them to stop crying is to drown them.
It's a good way.
Or fuck them in the mouth.
Oh, enough of Jerry Seinfeld and this mocha-colored black man on the screen, Derek. Please, bring up the teacher again.
He's more caramel than mocha.
Boy.
I'd say he's close to a spigger.
Whoa.
He looked kind of like a fucking far, Sean.
What?
A youthful Stu Scott.
I don't even want to be on the same
Stu
couch with you.
Stu Scott.
Oh,
Stu
Scott. The couch. There's not a goddamn thing you can do about it. There's nowhere else to sit in this goddamn house. Please don't. You really have to pee.
Dun. Fake Justin Bieber accused of abusing girls online. Canadian man accused of posing as teen idol Justin Bieber and coaxing a young girl to perform sex acts online.
New rule,
if
Derek.
If you look like Justin Bieber, why wouldn't you do that?
New rule, I don't think he looked like him. I think he was just saying it was him.
We never
actually, I think I
seen
a picture
Bieber
of that guy.
Again.
He looks nothing like him.
Yeah, I felt like he's a lot different. Like heavy set, long hair, wears a lot of black, pale skin.
Who's that?
What you talk about,
the,
Sean?
The Justin Bieber impersonator.
Oh.
Describe what I heard online. Glasses pushed.
Wait, was he he was pretending to be Justin Bieber? What about?
Yes. He made girls do sexual acts online. He was He was maybe 5'7", 5'8", at most. Long hair, really pale skin, glasses. Pushes his glasses up with his middle finger.
I build 5'10", all right?
You can go 3 inches up or down. That's the rule.
Up or down.
Yes. Oh, Kev, you know I'm only 5'9 and a half?
Yes.
Matt like made a point to measure me.
I didn't make it a point. He took his shoes off and got the tape measure himself.
Do you know why? Matt said, take your shoes off. Let's get a tape measure.
Matt.
So how long did before that turned into you guys measuring dicks?
Oh, no, we measured Steve next.
Oh. Steve's dick.
Steve says he's like 6'2".
No, I did not. I said, Matt, I'm 6 foot.
5'11 and a half.
Matt, I'm 6'7", all right?
Nice.
And then I walked outside because I was done. Emotionally checked out.
He was definitely upset.
I was so upset. Believe. My license says 5'10".
Well, when you wake up, you're probably 5'10". 10, 11,
12. So I can technically build 6 foot.
You could. Mm. Unless you're working somebody taller than you, then that to put over his height. So then you would go down your size and up his size.
Yeah.
Is that you, Matt?
Nope.
Did you just snort the microphone?
Yeah, Matt.
Stupid Matt. Oh, boy.
People are just leaving the room. Thanks. Thanks.
We are well over time we leave.
Yes, we are.
Dunzo. I have to pee. Smoke.
We didn't get to Sheila's story, but I did find it.
What story
is, what is
marijuana
it?
Marijuana vending machines in California.
What? Bookmark that shit. We're going over it next week.
I've never seen Sean get so hard in my life.
Seriously.
Pizza time.
Penis time.
Apparently, you're given some kind of card. You swipe and you go into like a room with this vending machine.
Yeah.
And then you swipe again and you can pick out your...
Does it have the old style cigarette ones where you pull it?
Yeah.
Nice. So there's different types of marijuana they can select?
Yeah. After swiping the card, the patient is granted access to a caged, camera-monitored room. From there, the patient swipes his or her card again and is given a menu to choose a medicinal variety of quantity. Variety and quantity.
Okay.
Mm. Ah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll go over real well.
Yeah.
Pretty much the kind of thing.
I don't see any, official or, law enforcement agency stopping that at all.
Well, not if it's medicinal marijuana and you got your little card.
You can still get in
Are
trouble for it.
Are you educated all about this topic?
There's way more to it than that.
You're an idiot.
You can still get in trouble
You're
for it.
Idiot.
I'm an idiot?
You're an idiot.
You don't have a grasp on the English language. And I'm an idiot?
If there's one thing I know.
Oh, shit.
You're like the Iron Sheik.
There are state... Damn it. There are state legislative laws, and there are
exactly. Federal and state laws.
I know
it
that.
It is recognized by state, but anybody from, say, DEA, FBI, anywhere, even a police officer can say, no, I don't
You're
like
toast.
This. You're done.
Yep.
So how does that make me an idiot?
Well.
Ooh.
Finally.
I can't wait to take you out of the intro. Anyway, we will be back next week. Aristocratsradio.com. CWERadio.com. Come dick fart.
Hey, can you play the Sherman Sleeve thing?
What?
Can I listen to the Sherman Sleeve thing on the way out?
No, we played it in the
Can
beginning.
Can you just do it after the show?
That's fine. I just want to hear his voice before I go to sleep.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Later. See you later.